defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
On this vote, the yeas are 230, the nays are 197, present is one. Article 1 is adopted. The question is on adoption.
So there are the Democrats celebrating the passage of the two articles of impeachment yesterday evening, and we're going to be laying it all out and breaking it all down today. Now, I've been on the air 25 years, and as the years go on, I've said many times, this is one of the most important broadcasts we've ever done. I used to say it once a year, then I might say it every 6 months, because there's a quickening. Things are getting more serious, more crazy. The human animal cloning, the open devil worship, the open pedophilia, the open world government, the open destruction of the family. The open 5G, the fluoridation, the spiked vaccines, the Trojan horse takedown of humanity. But this broadcast is undoubtedly, up to this point, the most important broadcast I will ever do. And so I'm not someone to get butterflies or choke up. But I am sweating right now, and it's cold in here, because the stakes are so high on this. This isn't some football game where you just lose a bet if your team doesn't perform. We're talking about decades out in the future, being able to shortcut around globalism and unspeakable horrors if we can get nationalists and populist and pro-human candidates into office around the world and roll back the globalist plan. Now, a lot of people have said, oh, they'll never impeach him. And I said, no, they're going to impeach him. Probably fail in the Senate. But they've got a long-shot plan to create a civil emergency to remove the president. And if we don't expose it, it goes from being a long shot to being 50-50. And that's why they're going with this. Even though it's incredibly dangerous to the establishment power structure, they're already in so much trouble. It is a Hail Mary. But you just saw all the Pelosiites there cheering. Oh, they're very solemn. Oh, it hurts America. Oh, they're so upset to be doing this. Oh, they're impartial jurors. But then there they are cheering and saying, we're going to impeach the mother effer. TikTok, we're going to remove you. TikTok, we're going to put you in prison. TikTok, you're going to die. TikTok, we're going to put your family in prison. TikTok, we're going to attack your supporters. The corporate establishment, lapdog media celebrating. The Washington Post celebrating. These are the traitors. These are the sellouts. These are the enemies of the Republic. And so there is a program. There is an operation. There is a plan to remove the president within the show trial that the House has already had projected into the Senate, using that as a platform in the media as a show trial to spring a bunch of other scandals, which they're starting to announce. And then the Supreme Court is meant, and all the blackmail they've got on some of those members, like the Chief Justice, to move in and say the Senate has not been impartial and have the Supreme Court make a run at the president in a true judicial coup. This is openly being discussed by Not Long for This World, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's all coming up. The ultimate cliffhanger.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
On this vote, the yeas are 230, the nays are 197, present is one. Article 1 is adopted. The question is on adoption.
And the Democrats went on to high-five each other and imitate doing slam dunks. And they said, TikTok, we're going to get you, Mr. President. We're going to get your family. And we're going to get the American people. But not so fast. We can reverse engineer the globalist plan from their statements, their admissions, our sources, and research. Because criminals love to brag. We know their plan. Now, everything we cover here is incredibly important. I predicted that the footage of Epstein's suicide and the previous attempted suicide where they tried to kill him would disappear. That wasn't hard to deduce because they murdered him in cold blood inside there. Now, it turns out that the video's gone missing. In both cases, of course, as we told you. 2 + 2 = 4. So a lot of these deductions are easy, especially when you know the past behavior of these psychotics and control freaks. Everybody tends to do things in the same patterns, but the criminal mind particularly is robotic and not very creative. They run the same scams over and over again, refining them, but not really creating new ones. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's the philosophy. And America hadn't been broken, so they're trying to break it so they can, quote, fix it in their own disgusting image. So let me make the big announcement here. I could have air raid sirens going on in the background. I could have drum rolls. I could light my hair on fire. I mean, if I thought cutting my finger off on air would get your attention to really listen to me, I'd do it. I mean, that's how important all of this is. Hell, I'd give my life right now if it meant we could beat these people, for sure, because the innocents deserve it. It's a good price to pay. By the way, I'm not suicidal, want to live to be 150 and love God. My point is I'm willing to give my life to beat these people because that's what it's all about, and your life is just your earth suit in this experience. But I'm done talking about that. This is the most important broadcast I've ever done. And you can have a thought with thousands of major points, hundreds of thousands of subpoints and data and knowledge and background and understanding that all come together with certainty. And when you have that certainty and you see it time and time again come true exactly as you envisioned, that's called beyond wisdom. It's called discernment, and it's called sight. But 99% of it is actually the incredible electrochemical brain supercomputer integrating all those data points, but that little 1% of spirit, the electrochemical internet, takes you across to the threshold. So what I'm going to do, this is so big, is I'm just going to stop for this segment, kind of mention some of the other news. And then when I come back in the next segment, I'm going to come in with precision. And I'm going to lay the plan out. Now, we've already seen most of it. We've talked about most of it. But now we know we're right. And I say we. This is a collective brain of the patriots. This is one focal point, one node. InfoWars is like a cerebral cortex of our group mind. We're all individuals, but we combine into the consciousness of liberty and justice and freedom and wanting to have a good future and wanting to be good people and wanting to know the truth and raise our children well. And InfoWars is eyes and ears of this experience, a big part of it, a focal point. But there is an ongoing deep state coup against the president. They are desperate because Russiagate failed. And they want you to forget about that and move on into impeachment, where they've got four different paths, depending on how this goes, that they're going to follow. And I'm going to lay those out when we come back and then go into how they're intending to carry it out. And believe me, they have been working to get us off the air and to stop you from spreading the word about this broadcast, so that this transmission doesn't get to Congress, so that this transmission doesn't get to the Pentagon, so this transmission doesn't get to other governments, because there's already consensus on what I'm about to say. I'm not the only one that knows this. And just having it on air and laid out professionally then can then be spread by others to key individuals. And the fact that we know this will send the globalists and their minions into SH-T fits, running around in circles, crapping on themselves. Chickens run around with blood squirting out the top. Globalists run around crapping themselves. So we've got it. I got the whole thing right here. I know exactly what they're going to do, how they're going to try it, and this country is under attack. You know, I saw a headline. We're going to play this clip coming up. GOP congressman compares Trump's impeachment to Pearl Harbor. The United States could take getting 3,000 people killed and a bunch of battleships sunk, and it was terrible, and it was horrible. And quite frankly, Churchill was working with Roosevelt, and they had the purple and blue code completely and knew even the day of the attack and ordered the carriers out to sea so they wouldn't be sunk. And so the old obsolete battleships, no good for Pacific warfare, would be destroyed. And they sacrificed 3,000 of our people. We were already at war with Japan for 2 years and China. People like E. Howard Hunt were there sniping people daily. And that's how you win wars. I'm not defending that. It's not a false flag in that the Japanese did it. But it was a gambit where you sacrifice a pawn in chess to lure your opponent out to win the entire game. And that's all declassified. Cicero, the great Roman philosopher and senator, said that the traitor is the plague. An enemy outside with open banners we can defeat. The city is strong to a foreign enemy. That mobilizes us. But traitors within the Senate, traitors within the Republic, are the plague and can bring it down. And as it was 2,067 years ago when he said that, if my memory serves, it is today. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back, but we know their plan. Most of it's already out in the open. And we're going to lay it all out right now when we return on the other side. Let me add one more point. InfoWars is hitting on all cylinders in every sector and absolutely dominating and devastating despite all the attacks, thanks to your support and spreading the words. But in one department that is critical, and that's dollar signs, cash, we are at stalemate and unable to grow without getting rid of the small reserves that I have. And those reserves are being committed right now. This is all or nothing, so full commitment. I'm just saying, I don't like to fight a battle on 10th of a tank, and we can get through next year, maybe. I need money. So you can see we're tip of the spear. You're tip of the spear. This is the real freaking deal. We're not playing games here. My God, they have, you know, CIA committee meetings saying get us off the air to save America. That means to save their globalist ass. So if you believe in America and you want to beat these people, you better get to InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping and get great deals. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, the 12 days of Christmas, giant sales going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Krill 60% off, Brainforce Plus 60% off, Body's Ultra Turmeric Formula 60% off, Ultra 12 60% off, Apparel 25 to 50% off, Silver Bullet $9.95. It's just incredible. Take advantage of it all and help fund the operation. Whatever you do, tell folks tune in right now.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
expose the globalist plan to remove the president and trigger a civil emergency. They're not going to be able to execute the plan throughout its completion. And they've got at least four different scenarios. And we've got their entire operation. We're about to lay them all out in the next two segments and then take your phone calls throughout the broadcast. I have canceled guests and cleared the decks. America is fighting for her life. But it's in the animating of contest of liberty that we will rediscover who we are. America hit bottom in the last few years and now is coming back up towards the top, and we can see the surface together. Sounds melodramatic, but it's not, because it's really happening. It's not hype when it's real. It's not bragging when it's fact. It is where we are now. And once again, America is awakening. The sleeping giant is rising. You can feel the energy. You can feel the power. Real power. Not satanic power. But the power God put in men to build the future world. All right, let's get right into it. Here is Representative Mike Kelly laying out how high the stakes are and that this is like Pearl Harbor, except it's more dangerous. It's from within. But if you know about the sneak attack plan, if you know about their operations and how it's going to unfold, they're going to try to make it look like it's real and spontaneous when it's all been scripted. Well, then, when those globalist zeros come in over the metaphorical Pearl Harbor, we're going to be waiting for them, and we are. Here's what he had to say.
And there's so many great dates in December, and we talk about the wonderful things that have happened in Decembers of the past. There's also, in addition to Christmas being something we celebrate, the Boston Tea Party took place in December, but also on December 7th, 1941, a horrific act happened in the United States, and it's one that President Roosevelt said, this is a date that will live in infamy. Today, December the 18th, 2019, is another date that will live in infamy. When just because you hate the President of the United States and you can find no other reason other than the fact that you're so blinded by your hate that you can't see straight, that you've decided the only way we can make sure this President doesn't get elected again is to impeach him. On the floor of the People's House, the bastion of democracy and liberty in the whole world, we have decided that political power is far more important than principle. I would urge all members of the House to vote no on impeachment and to look their voters in the eye and remember. Listen, let me tell you, the voters will remember next November what you're doing this December. This is a terrible time. This is a date that will live in infamy.
It is December 19th, 2019, 319 days out from the election, and the Democrats know they're losing. They know there's a global political realignment away from leftist, communist, socialist, corporate, crony capitalist, New World Order, technocrat garbage. The world is awakening to the Chi-Com menace. America is awakening to the CFR, the neocons. And they're all now politically fighting for their lives. Heads are going to roll. That's a fact. America's not backing down. America was asleep. And now, the abuse we've gone through has only awakened. All right, let's get into it right now. I'm going to lay this out as best I can, and then I intend to open the phones up throughout the second, third, and into the fourth hour, and Matt Bracken joins us. The crew did an excellent job last night covering what was unfolding until late in the evening. And I have all the evidence here of what I'm about to break down, But then I also have all the different ways and different avenues and different paths that we can break down how they are intending to make this move, because they do intend on removing President Trump. And we can say, oh, well, it's blowing up in their face. Look at the poll numbers. The fact is they're bold and they're crazy and they've got a plan. And so it is bending towards failing spectacularly, but you understand all they do is keep doubling down. And so if you look at what a double down at this level does, when it's an open public kangaroo court railroading, well, what comes after that? So I'm going to lay it out, but I just don't want to be like I've been for 25 years, laying out very important things constantly, gibbering as fast as I can talk, trying to get out all the little factoids, and then miss the forest for the trees. And we're already too far into this segment for me to do it, I promise. When we come back, I'm going to launch into it all. It's just somebody can prepare for a month to give a speech to a Rotary Club. And this is all happening in live time. And our analysis has turned out to be right on target again. But now it's taken particular shape on what they're going to pull. And they're now greasing the skids and beta testing it so that it's out there as a talking point to all the minions who aren't in the inner circles of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Carnegie and Ford and Rockefeller endowments, in this whole deep state group that's already had America under its control for decades, milking us, selling us off, building a corporate world government off our blood, sweat, and tears. And now they're totally pissed that we're trying to take our country back. I'm going to play that clip later of the congressman saying, look at the country, it's all red except these few blue areas, and this is about overturning the will of the people, and that's what it is. So I'll say again, what are they going to do next? Can we pull up on Infowars.com the live feed article? What we do in the morning, David Knight goes live, and we have a headline, a little bit about the show, and then the live feed of his show. And then once I go on, we, on top of that, change the headline and put my show on top, and then Owen comes on and so forth. But it's up there, and that headline that you should share with everybody explains exactly where we are and exactly what we're facing. Exclusive. Dems, deep state plan to remove Trump via the Supreme Court revealed. Again, the Dems, deep state plan to remove Trump via Supreme Court of the United States revealed. Watch live. This is beyond critical. We'll break it down, I promise. I promise when we come back.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, December 19th, 2019, 319 days out from the 2020 election. 2020, a momentous number, and the political, sociological, economic, spiritual planets are aligning for it. A time of great change, a crossroads, an opportunity to do the right thing. So everybody knows that the deep state's a real thing now. It's out in the open. It uses kidnapped children and sex slaves to compromise people. They're absolutely, totally evil. They've decided to be evil, to have power and control over the earth. And they want to establish a private corporate world government. And they're very, very upset. They're very, very upset that humanity is not going along with it. And so they are going to try what they've done in the past, what other empires have done, to get the little people, the average people, fighting with each other. When you've got a corrupt establishment that has been exposed, that is on its heels, what do? Divide and conquer. Balkanization. The great game is what the British call it. A few thousand British troops could subdue tens of millions of Indians in India by playing different tribes off against each other. And that great game is now used today in the name of multiculturalism, in the name of liberalism. Along comes President Trump and other populists and other nationalists like Boris Johnson and countless others from South America to the UK to the United States to Australia. Promoting just what works, free market, loving your nation, the family, good trade deals, not demoralizing your country so it can be absorbed into a global system, not having the communist Chinese world be the model of the planet, a challenge to that authoritarianism, a rediscovery of our moral compass, rediscovery of directing our own destiny as much as possible and not letting other people direct it. Taking control of the future, owning it, living it. And so we've seen Russiagate. What do you do to a president who wants to be the president, wants to empower the country and be incredibly popular and cement their name into the future as the gold standard? You say they're a Russian agent. He didn't take any of the bait, blew up in their face. So what do you do? Oh, now he's corrupt with what's happening in Ukraine for exposing their corruption. So here's why they had to do impeachment. They don't want Trump to get another Supreme Court justice. And even if this removal fails, they'll say, we're not going to confirm anybody that was just impeached. We're not going to confirm anybody nominated by a president like that. And the average leftist is so dumb, they think impeachment is conviction. It proves Trump is bad. That's what's being said. And it changes the subject from all the incredible crimes that they've committed and all the bad things they've been up to. But that's not how they remove him. Now, if they can't get that, I'm going to lay this out, they've got other things that they're going to try to do along this path. Now, I have been saying since before this started 3 months ago that they will impeach him in the House. And then when it gets to the Senate, they're going to pull out the stops of blackmail, arm-twisting threats against the senators. And I also said the Supreme Court could then be brought into play to claim that people weren't impartial. And that would just create enough of a cloud, like the Democrats did with the election 3 years ago, to create the real civil unrest going into the election year, to tear the nation apart, which is what the globalists and the Chi-Coms want, to undermine the nation. That's been their plan all along. And so they are going for broke. They are trying to cause a civil emergency. That's why they're going after the guns in places like Virginia. That's why they're saying, hell yes, we're coming for your AR-15s. Because if they can't beat us politically, they are going to try to trigger an event along racial and along political lines that will tear the country into pieces. Now, it is a big gamble, and it's making the president, if he survives it, even stronger. But they can't help it and have to do it because they're being so politically destroyed by the Jeffrey Epstein information coming out and all of their other corruption coming out and their blue cities collapsing and their alliance with the Chi-Coms and the fentanyl and the chemical warfare against the American people and their alliance with MS-13, God's children, according to Pelosi. And so that's why they're fully committed. Now, here's the big enchilada. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and we'll play the clip coming up next segment, says senators can be disqualified from upcoming impeachment trial if they are not impartial. Now, she doesn't have that power. This whole thing is political. She's a political operative, hanging on to life by her fingernails. McConnell said, of course, it's political. The whole House thing was political. It was a railroad job. But she's saying that to bring doubt in and to lay the predicate and the foundation for a 25th Amendment challenge to Trump and to a challenge to the Senate proceedings to have the Supreme Court or part of the Supreme Court say it's illegitimate to throw the nation into civil unrest and potentially a hot civil war, which is their plan, their stated plan, because they can't win politically. Again, the ultimate form of balkanization is war, chaos. And there's been excellent articles laying all this out at the Conservative Treehouse. Impeachment as a means to an end and not the end itself. This was written in the afternoon yesterday. By this morning, it's all over the news and confirmed that's what's happening. And that they're going to claim that the Senate isn't legitimate if they don't let the Democrats run a one-sided trial of the president just like they did in the House. But they know the public is ignorant of how these rules work, and so they're now having Pelosi say that she's going to withhold sending the articles up, certifying them, so they can just have that out there that, oh, look, Trump is impeached, as if that's a conviction and a way that he is discredited, waiting while they prepare to roll out women saying the president raped them, people saying the president used the N-word, people claiming the president has corruption in his tax returns, and all sorts of other things, and then start saying the Senate is corrupt. They're political, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Democrats say you're not allowed to be, blah, 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 to throw all of this into chaos using the buildup to the trial to further divide the country. And we're going to go through how they then intend to remove the president and their real plan, which they're now executing, and that only exposure of it can stop them. Please stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com. Broadcasting worldwide, I am your host, Alex Jones. And InfoWars' very existence is an act of rebellion against the global tyrants. Your support is war. This is information warfare. This is truth. Head on, committed to fight lies. This is life and death. That's not melodrama. That's the cost. That's what we face. It's where we are. These people will take everything from us if we don't start standing up for ourselves. All right, let me lay it out. There's different scenarios, really four different ones, two that they'd really like. And when they sit around in their boardrooms, they're like, we could discredit him so that when Ginsburg dies, which could be any week, any month, I mean, nobody lives more than a year with what she's got. She's supposedly already gone past that. The pancreatic cancer. She got the best scientist, best doctor. She's hanging on, though. In and out of the emergency room every week. So by discrediting Trump, even with this impeachment, and dumbing down the public that that's a conviction, that's one of the reasons. Further dividing the nation, that's another good reason. Changing the subject from all the crimes they've committed, that's another reason. And contesting into next year that he's an illegitimate person ahead of contesting 2020 if they're not able to steal it. So that's the fourth reason. That's why they're doing it, even if they fail in the first two or the third option. But here's the first option. They create enough blackmail, enough hysteria, enough problems, enough pressure on these senators, enough division with all the other stories they're going to bring up while they're holding the articles from the Senate. Another lawfare tactic. And then the senators start buckling and they vote to remove him. They say for the better of the country, this has just gone on too long. There's too many bad things that have come out. And now this latest thing, even though it's not in the trial, I just have to go against the president. That's what they really want, what they're hoping for. That's the Hail Mary. The other one is that part of the Supreme Court says it's political, it's illegitimate, the Senate's running it wrong. Even though it's all been a kangaroo event so far. And that triggers civil unrest and anger. And they are blackmailing members of Trump's cabinet and the Senate. And then they create a 25th Amendment to the United States event. XXV to the United States Constitution says that if the president becomes unable to do their job, the vice president becomes the president. This can happen for just a little while. The president is just sick or disabled for a short time. It can also happen until the end of the president's term. And they could say that he was mentally incapacitated. So that's the second thing they want. Third thing is civil unrest, violence, breakdown, kills the economy. And that causes enough of a crisis for them to win the election and or get Trump to step down. I want to take your calls to brainstorm all of this, but this is what they're doing. We've talked about these scenarios. We know how they've acted in the past. Now they're preparing it. Now Ginsburg's talking about it. Again, last night, the folks over at Conservative Treehouse, Sundance, whoever that is a really smart lawyer, obviously, in the government, probably Justice Department. That's what the smart money thinks, was talking about this weeks ago, actually months ago. And then now they said, oh, watch, this is going to happen today. And it did. That was yesterday. And then now it's on. It's all over the news that she's going to hold these back weeks, months, who knows, till they do what she wants. And she's the one committing the crime, violating the law, violating the House rules, violating all this. But the media will make it like, oh, she's standing up to those bad senators. Trump doesn't get a fair trial. And then the Supreme Court has people like Ginsburg pop in and go, yes, judicially, Pelosi's right, which they're already doing. So you can see their disdain for the public and how ignorant they think we are to even be trying something like this. So that's the plan. What are we going to do about it? Well, we've got to get these articles out. We've got to get this live report out that we'll edit down and post a band.video out. We've got to have everybody discuss this because this isn't a theory. It's not what we think's happening. It's the deep state spying on the president. He did nothing wrong. They still tried to frame him, blew up in their face, and now they're desperate, doubled down, more desperate. And so what are they going to do if this fails? Well, it goes to option 3 and 4, which are variants of each other. How much civil unrest can they get? I mean, just type in to the search engine, Infowars.com, and then Obama, documents show Obama planned martial law in Maryland 2015. We got those in January 2018. Confirmed 30 pages of Antifa secret documents funded by Alexander Soros, how they would go in and break things, working with the police in blue cities, the police commanders, to try to trigger blacks to riot. It didn't work. But yeah, put that back on screen. This is the type of stuff. We know the Justice Department was trying to get a race riot going with Trayvon Martin. Documents detail plan for civil unrest and martial law in Baltimore. That article is more important today than it was in January of 2018. Please go read this. The man's family found it and got it to us. And we got threatened. We got told, you stop that or you're going to get lawsuits. And man, a week later, they all started getting filed. I mean, they are so pissed that we got those. It's smoking gun of criminal terrorist racketeering by Alexander Soros, who is the head funder of that group nationwide. They have maps of you attack this Starbucks and this McDonald's. They have deals with them to let them do it. And the police are told to stand down when they only dump over a trash can, burn a trash can, agitate, yell, throw bottles at the police. They're told to stand down. Not all the cops are in on it, just the commanders. It's all in there. And then they're trying to get blacks to riot. That's why you go to Ferguson, there's all these white college people getting off buses screaming, kill the pigs, shoot them, get them, they hate you. Trying to get black people to start a race war. The media fanning the flames. So they're going to do this with gun confiscation in Virginia, trying to cause race riots. It's on. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to be successful. But they're criminals. And we can't sit here and just watch them pull this off. And we can't sit here and watch the Justice Department not stop this. I get the system's corrupt. And if so much corruption comes out, it can bring down the whole system. And the globalists, you know, can pull a lot of tricks, but they're already doing it. I want stability. I don't want to have a civil war, but the globalists aren't stopping. So the danger is letting them do this. President Trump has to act. The military has to be put on standby. This is not our government doing this. This is not the people doing this. This is the Chi-Coms own most of Hollywood. Four of the big six, at least. They are literally funding this. This is foreign attack. This is an attack to take our country down. I mean, they demonize Putin because he just has all the Soros heads who aren't Russian bringing billions in a year to overthrow the Russian government and the people. He just has them thrown out of the country. And Russians that work with them get arrested. That's not authoritarianism. If you're a Russian in Russia, you can protest all you want. I've studied it. But if you're funded by Soros and you're trying to teach five-year-olds how to suck cock, you get your ass arrested. Excuse my French, but that's what's going on, folks. They don't put up with that crap in Russia, and neither should we. Bunch of foreign banks and the Chi-Coms over here trying to create a damn war. If I was running around trying to get people to go kill people or burn things, I'd get arrested for a conspiracy to commit mayhem and crime and disorder, and I'd spend life in prison, and I should. I'd never do that. These people are committing crimes, breaking our borders, funding the refugee centers, assaulting us. And so enough talk. I want the president to do his job, and I want him to put them on notice that he knows they're trying to create a civil war and all the rest of it. And if they don't hold the process correctly in the Senate and the rest of it, the executive branch and the American people are going to have to step in, and it means war. No more games.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. Globalists are making their real move on America, trying to cause a bloody civil war and admitting it. I just showed you documents where they're trying to cause a damn race war and get police killed, along with the general public. If you know a crime's being committed and you sit there on your hands, you become complicit in it. So I don't say things like this on air to act tough either. We're now entering the season of war. And people better get their heads screwed on straight. All right, I'm going to open the phones up throughout the next 2 hours and 20, 30 minutes or so. I'm going to take some of the fourth hour as well. And I have so many clips and so much other news and so much insanity to get to. But impeachment's been sucking the oxygen out of the room, but it is of great importance. I mean, we really just laid out the plan and the different angles, the different facets in why they're doing it. Because if you just look at it on the surface, well, they don't have the votes. They're not going to be able to get rid of Trump. Why are they doing this? Well, they're already saying that it's a sham in the Senate, and he's guilty, and the Democrats, Pelosi writes the rules of how it works and appoints who asks the questions, and Trump can't have any witnesses, and or we'll have the Supreme Court remove you. And yes, it's probably going to fail. But they're trying. You know, it's like a red on yellow kills a fella, coral snake. It's in the cobra family. It's the most poisonous snake in North America. And they have little bitty tiny fangs in the back of their mouth that are only about a tenth of an inch long. And they got to gum you to get the poison in. But if any of it gets in you, you're dead in a couple minutes. And so, I mean, snakes chewing on her hand, Russiagate, all the rest of the crap, trying to cause race wars, just trying to plunge the economy, literally trying to block the military getting pay raises and medical care. I mean, these people are unbelievable criminals who are hired to destroy the country by globalists. And admit it, they're foreign enemies. They're the enemy combatants, literally. And they're chewing on our hand. And I just don't know what to say or do at this point. I mean, the president, I know if he gets on air and talks about calling the military out, they're going to say he's a dictator. At the minute strength is shown, they're going to fold. And Trump has a responsibility to not let them. I mean, Trump knows they're running the State Department still and the open borders. He tried to cut back on that. He has. He knows they're trying to cause a race war. They should all be indicted. If you just indicted some of these people, Alexander Soros is a nice start. But everyone's so scared. Oh, God, if you talk bad about them, they come after you. Well, you know what? They're already coming after us, folks. And I'm not taking it lying down. I don't know about you. I'm not taking it lying down. And I'm not taking it bending over either. And so the fight's on, and Trump's the real deal. And he is in real danger. Yes, not in the scenario of, oh, they do a straight trial, he'll be totally acquitted, he's done nothing wrong. And they always knew it was going to blow up in their face. They just are so crazed and so criminal and like wild gamblers, degenerate gamblers, that they just can't help another spin at the roulette wheel. They can't help another toss of the dice at the craps table. They can't help but put down more money to get another hand of blackjack. I'm going to get the number out when we come back. And I'm going to get to a bunch of clips we haven't played yet. As we launch into the future of 2020. I don't know about you, but I'm certainly never bored. This is one incredible time to be alive, and I'm blessed to be here with you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are broadcasting worldwide. History took place yesterday. I don't need to tell you that. Two articles of impeachment, two charges by the House of Representatives, by the grand jury, were passed by a group of partisan, anti-American, crazed piranhas. Now they're demanding control of the Senate trial in violation of law and constitutional rules. And the left and Supreme Court's weighing in, saying disqualify Republicans because they have to be non-partial, impartial. Unbelievable time to be alive. I want to take your phone calls. I want to give first-time callers on the first round, the first 20 calls, that's what can go up on the board, a chance to give us your view on the dirty tricks they're playing, the program they've launched, the layout I did last hour of the four scenarios they're pushing for and why they see it as a win-win either way. to change the subject from their criminality, to demoralize the nation, to divide people further, and to then say, you can't appoint anybody if Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies because you're an impeached president. There's a cloud over you. They already said that over Russiagate, but they failed. Two Supreme Court nominees, much better than Hillary would have done. This is scaring the hell out of the globalists that were this close to taking this country down. And they said in the CFR, they said in the Financial Times of London, the Atlantic Monthly, all the globalist mouthpieces, their organs, that if Hillary loses, it's a death blow to globalism. And then if we can't get rid of Trump, it's a death blow to globalism. And if Bolsonaro gets elected, it's a death blow. And oh my gosh, and the Brexit, and they're failing everywhere, but they're striking back. So I use the Battle of the Bulge analogy. D-Day, troops have gotten on land, hundreds of thousands of Allied troops. And a few months later, the Germans throw their giant reinforcements at them at the Battle of the Bulge. The average soldier, though, was about 18 years old, and Zeb Diedrich was drunk the whole time, the commander of it, so they got their ass kicked. But I'm telling you, the counteroffensive's here, and they're going to bully people, they're going to sue people, they're going to demonize people, they're going to blackmail. If you think media has written lies so far, just outrageous cuckoo stuff that's so over the top, it's cartoonish, get ready, it's going to get a lot worse quick. This country's fighting for its life, but it's fighting, and I'm really proud of America, and I'm proud of this group of info warriors, because you aren't listeners, you aren't spectators, you're men and women in the arena, and I want to hear from you. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. If you disagree with me, you think the impeachment's a great thing, hey, we welcome you to the airwaves to give us your perspective as well. Just tell us you disagree, you'll go to the head of the line, but please be serious. 877-789-2539. Okay. Let's run through some of these clips that illustrate what I was talking about earlier. Here is Ginsburg suggesting senators can be disqualified from upcoming impeachment. By who? The branches are co-equal, so one doesn't take over the other, and they keep each other in check. So the Supreme Court can only supposedly get involved in an impeachment if there's a tie. You got to have the two-thirds, the supermajority. The vice president can break that, but then what if that was a tie? Well, the Supreme Court. So what are they doing? They're just trying to beta test coming in, and the court saying, oh, it isn't legitimate, or part of the court to add credence to rioting in the streets, which we know they're preparing and getting ready for. Here's Ginsburg.
Indicts. And the Senate tries. Should a trier be impartial? Of course. That's the job of a judge.
But you will be very aware that there are senators who are already saying before the impeachment gets to the Senate or the trial at this, in the Senate, they've already made their minds up. That's problematic.
Well, if a judge said that, a judge would be disqualified from sitting on the case.
And they all just worship this hunchback Skeksis. You know, she is the new star of the Dark Crystal movie. So there you go. And that's where they're going. And Pelosi's now saying it, that they're not going to send up the articles until it's done the way they want, because they're in charge of the whole universe from their fetid blue cities collapsing into feces and illegal aliens. Here's another clip that illustrates it. Pelosi won't commit to sending House Democrats articles of impeachment. That was a few hours ago. Now she just says she's not doing it. Here it is.
Yes, sir.
Guarantee that the impeachment articles will be at some point sent to the Senate. Can you guarantee that?
That would have been our intention, but we'll see what happens over there.
So you may not send it.
You're asking me, are we all going to go out and play in the snow? That has not been part of our conversation. That has not been part of our conversation.
Mm. Notice that she's wearing a dagger brooch, a spike. It's all, she's like, look at my bullets. Look at my bullets. I don't like Trump. Look at my bullets on my wrist. My bullet necklace and my bullet bracelet. And look, I'm wearing a dagger on my shirt. But then her minions are officially saying we're holding it back till we get what we want. When that's never before been done and is absolutely precedent breaking. And I've got Mitch McConnell talking about that. We'll play some of that in the next segment and then go to your calls. But let's continue. Here's Rashid Tlaib, gloats about impeachment. She's the one that said we're going to impeach the MF-er. Oh, but she could vote. You know, she's impartial, though. Ginsburg's fine with that. Here she is.
Hey, everyone. I am on my way to the United States House floor to impeach President Trump on behalf of my incredible district, 13 districts strong. Let's do this.
Let's do this. Let's impeach the mother effer. So that banshee's pretty happy. And they just never give up. They never give up because they want to dominate and control and sack the nation. I want to get into Mitch McConnell, slams Democrats on the floor, the celebrations they've been having. But I'm also, as I said, going to go to your phone calls, Ryan, Hunter, Joe, Sean, Bill, Deshaun, and many others that are already lining up. We really can't wait to take your calls, but all of this is moving towards trying to remove him in the fake trial because it was fake in the House, so the fruit of the poison tree is all poison. This whole thing's a sham. No matter what the Republicans try to do in the Senate, it's still all a scam. And it may exonerate the president visually and culturally, but it's still all a sinking down into third worldom, as Mitch McConnell rightfully says. We're going to go to break. Remember that in the fight against the globalist, your financial support is literally war bonds in the fight for all of our futures. And you can see how cut and dry this is. Imagine how far we've come against the New World Order, against globalism, against the deep state. Nobody knew about the child kidnapping rings 20 years ago, maybe 5%. Now 80% do. We're really gaining ground so fast, it's amazing. But you've got to keep the beacons, the lighthouses on air. It's the most critical issue is to spread the word and to support outfits like InfoWars. And what is there like InfoWars? Not a lot of other places. So InfoWarsStore.com. Do your Christmas shopping with us, ladies and gentlemen. I have a map right here I want to show TV viewers. Again, one day, two day, three day, we can still get this to you anywhere in the United States before Christmas if you get your orders in by tomorrow evening. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. The 12 days of Christmas right now, 60% off on all those items. Free shipping, double Patriot points, incredible deal. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Wake of America coffee, everybody loves it, and it's really well-priced. Get some of that. Give that as a gift. Order your own stuff, and then order stuff as gifts and send it to the address you want. You can put on checkout a note. InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, take action. Action is critical. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Now, there is a lot of other huge breaking news, but impeachment's so important. The deep state trying to cause a civil war, admittedly trying to cause civil unrest. That's really paramount. Your calls are front and center. We do have some special guests in studio, last 30 minutes, the next hour. Savannah Hernandez and one of the other camera people, another nice young lady who got assaulted by men, not just women. And we have the video a few days ago on impeachment eve. We have identified the woman that assaulted Savannah. We even know where she works. We're not like the leftists. We're not going to identify and get her fired, at least not at this point. She may strike back with more lies. We did prosecute the lady that sexually assaulted Owen, tried to crush his testicles for no reason. She has been convicted and serving jail time. So we are pressing charges. That's coming up as well. Big developments on that front. And I've got a lot of the clips from yesterday's highlights and new clips today. But I want to move through a lot of your calls. And I want listeners to understand something. And I think you know this better than I. This is real. The globalists want civil unrest. They want a war. They're probably looking to bomb federal buildings and blame it on talk radio like they did in 95, which they saw as the voice of the people. It'll be the internet this time. And so if there's going to be mass shootings or bombings or other false flags to create racial and cultural division, we're entering the zone right now. Everybody's got to be alert. It's got to be watchful, including law enforcement, because this country's fighting for its life. This is very serious. The next 300 plus days are maximum alert. Maximum alert. This country is at war with enemies from within working with foreign powers. It's just incredible. Now, last hour, I laid out the scenarios, how they're going to challenge the senators saying they're partisan when the Democrats are totally partisan, how they're going to try to bring the Supreme Court in. What do you think about all this? Sean in Texas, what's your view?
Hey, Alex, before we get started, I just want to say I spend about $4,000 a year at the InfoWars store. I'd encourage anyone to go out there and just, get some product. You could even share it with a friend or family members to try out and see what it does for you. But I've been very impressed with all your product lines.
Well, sir, you're the only reason we're on air and we're neck and neck, so thank you for the support.
Absolutely. So here's my question. Now, this is a hypothetical situation. Let's hypothetically say that at some point in the next 6 months to a year, the Democrats get their way through illegal means, and this thing happens to go kinetic, which obviously none of us want to happen. I've been trying to get through to like Matt Bracken and some of these other guys. For people like me, if this thing goes hot, who do we point our guns at? You know, I mean, I have neighbors that are Democrats that are good people. I know some pretty crazy liberals that you know, do some pretty crazy things. But, you know, we've got a cabal of representatives and people that call themselves Democrats that aren't. I mean, the average individual is not in a position to react to this. So I'm not saying
I don't want offensive violence. And if the globalists get rid of Trump, they're going to plunge the economy and try to hold people hostage to legislatively accept open borders and globalism and political correctness as a price to turn the economy back on like they did when Obama got in. They turned the economy off to bring Obama in. They turned the economy partially back on once he got in. So obviously the police aren't it. Average stupid libtard isn't it. You remember when they sent the guy to try to kill the Republican baseball team, the Republican caucus, to kill Rand Paul and Scalise and others. They tried. You know, that guy knew what he was doing. He didn't know how to fire the gun right, but he went and found the leadership. And obviously he was wound up and told how to do it and prepared, and the Democrats called him a hero. CNN said that, you know, he was a good guy. He wasn't a bad guy. So I don't think anybody should go target Democrats like that. But if it goes into civil war and they're confiscating guns and tracking down, you know, patriot leaders and stuff, then these are foreign combatants. These are foreign generals. And it's just like any war, that's the high-value targets. I'm not saying go after those people. We're not in that wheelhouse, and the president and better people in the national security system than what we have in Congress need to know the globalists are really making a run at a civil war and all this, and so it has to be stopped now. We need to stop it now. We do not need to talk about violence. We do not need to offensively go out and do anything. They're going to blow stuff up and say we did it already. So obviously, daycare centers in federal buildings, because they're gonna. If you've got a federal building, you shouldn't have a daycare center in it, because that's where the deep state's gonna hit. Okay, because they want to blow kids up. If you're in a federal building and there's a daycare center, you're the prime target of your own institutions, and so that's where we are. So obviously. If there's big riots in the street, people will go to capitals and fight each other there. That's all idiotic. Nobody wants to do that. Take care of your children. Get the word out. It's all information warfare at this point to counter whatever narrative's going on. If they kill Trump, if they remove Trump, then it's go confront politicians. It's get on national TV. It's what this guy just did on InfoWars.com. It's happening every day now. It's a chain reaction. Must watch InfoWarrior make citizens arrest on Adam Schiff. I mean, I've got stacks of stuff just as incredible as this, just flooding in, but I'm taking your calls. And so that's that. And the first thing you don't want to do, even if you're having to draw up defensive operations, which means they hit us offensively, and then we're in a war, well, then you would call that offensive, but, seek and destroy stuff, seek and clear. But, again, that's not really offensive. That's the best defense is a good offense. But we don't want to go down that road. But if it was a deck of cards, I mean, I think everybody can, in their own mind, think about who that deck of cards is. What do you think, Sean?
Well, I guess what I'm really getting at is, you know, there are other forces, you know, military of sort that, you know, as individual citizens, we expect to step up and do the right thing at some point. And I guess the real question I'm asking is where is the legal line that gets crossed?
They've already crossed it. They want a physical war. They've already crossed it. They think they can trigger a war, stage some stuff, make us all look bad, cast us as the bad guys, and then get everybody to kind of capitulate and be wimps. That's not going to happen. It's going to blow sky high, and the Chi-Coms and others will be happy. So this is literally an attempt to bring the country down. It's not for the Democrats. The Democrats have no way to win. They will be destroyed as a political party. Anything they do, they're done. They've already been out for decades. They have to steal all their elections. They only have their little fortress blue latrines that they live in. And the little blue latrines around the country, that's all they've got, is the cesspits they swim around in. And so they're already done. They're done. Any way you slice it, they're done. We'll have to have a new political party to have choices between the Republicans, because I don't want a one-party system.
Well, then is it the responsibility of the State Department or you know, VAG to step in and start?
It is. And because, yes. There should have been indictments a long time ago. And because there weren't indictments, it created a vacuum for these people to run wild. And that's where we are right now.
So perhaps calling, instead of calling your senators and representatives, perhaps calling the State Department and demand that, you know, these criminals are acted against is a better way to go.
Well, I would find out who all the Soros people are, like Fiona Hill in the State Department, and then I'd go to these little CFR events they have in public and get in their face legally and lawfully. They need to have pressure put on them to tell them to back off trying to cause a civil war, because they're going to be held responsible. Soros and his little demon son, and all these globalists and Ford Foundation people and all these professors and academics, all these anti-free speech un-American turds, all these people trying to launch a Maoist operation, they're the enemy if it goes Connecticut.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far.
All right, let's go ahead and play this important clip from yesterday's saga during the impeachment. A representative from Louisiana, Clay Higgins, when he shed it all, knocked it out of the park.
I have descended into the belly of the beast. I have witnessed the terror within, and I rise committed to oppose the insidious forces which threaten our republic. America is being severely injured by this betrayal, by this unjust and weaponized impeachment brought upon us by the same socialists who threaten unborn life in the womb, who threaten First Amendment rights of conservatives, who threatened Second Amendment protections of every American patriot, and who have long ago determined that they would organize and conspire to overthrow President Trump. We don't face this horror because the Democrats have all of a sudden become constitutionalists. We're not being devoured from within because of some surreal assertion of the socialists' newfound love for the very flag that they trod upon. We face this horror because of this map. This is what the Democrats fear. They fear the true will of we, the people. They are deep establishment D.C. They fear. They call this Republican map flyover country. They call us deplorables. They fear our faith. They fear our strength. They fear our unity. They fear our vote. And they fear our president. We will never surrender our nation to career establishment D.C. politicians and bureaucrats. Our republic shall survive this threat from within. American patriots shall prevail.
Wow. And it's all real. Waning days of 2019, you're living it. Now, I spent a whole segment with one caller because he brought up an incredibly important point. They're calling for civil war. They're calling for death. They're trying to cause a race war. It's not working. So if it goes kinetic, What are the targets? The targets are get an information warfare now, confront politicians legally and lawfully, get on national TV, expose them for their crimes. The whole deep state's coming down. Their cover's been blown. They're trying to cause a civil war, hoping somehow we'll all kill each other and won't notice they did it. The answer is information warfare. We're winning in that department. Let's take three or four calls the time we have left in this segment because I want to get to everybody. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in California, then Ryan, Hunter, and others. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I'm a first-time caller and a disabled combat veteran. I just want to point out that the Constitution states that only two-thirds of the Senate who are present need to be necessary for impeachment. And so if Ginsburg's saying that they can disqualify senators, they only have to supposedly disqualify 24 Republican senators to bring their 47 votes down to the two-thirds majority. And that would vindicate them in their own minds.
That Oh, that's right. They've done the math. They think, I mean, here's the deal. They're making a run at the president. We talked about this months ago, weeks ago, days ago, and now they're announcing right out of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and others exactly that they're doing this. And what about Pelosi saying she's going to hold off and then string this out until they can launch new scandals against Trump?
The only thing I can think about that is just for they have to galvanize their base. They have to get them to – they have to force people into being true believers. And if they have true believers, they can supposedly convict Trump with 47 votes by claiming that 24 of the present votes don't count. And that will galvanize their Antifa army on the ground, and it will be bad. And before I go, can I plug the products, Alex?
Yes, sir, please.
I've dealt with a lot of depression. I've dealt with a lot of suicidal ideation and everything, and Brain Force, Real Red Pill, all of them. The iodine have been great. My guts are still messed up. I've been working on it. The iodine has helped. I'm not perfect yet on it, but it has really been fantastic for me not to depend on medicine from the VA, and it's been fantastic. And I've been listening for quite a few years, and it's very frustrating to hear all my brothers and sisters who are killing themselves when there's been feeding your brain properly will help do more than poisoning your brain.
Well, we know it's a cocktail. So many TERS being treated like crap. The vaccines causing damage, attacking endocrine levels. And then the guts are so dead because of all the pesticides we've eaten in the food. Just good probiotics and things like that are amazing. Most people have iodine deficiencies. That's why X2 or X3 is so good. And it really does change people's lives. And so that's why I hope people keep getting the products. I mean, here's an example. We're not going to order more of this for a couple months. It's close to selling out. Gut Fusion. Now, I knew this was a top formula, but I'd never even taken our own formula. I was like, yeah, whatever the top thing is to help, you know, clean up the gut and make it healthy. Well, scientists came up with Gut Fusion, and it's got the different things in it. Very high ORAC level with all of the berry fiber that's in it. And then all these other types of organic fiber, the flaxseed, the sprouts blend, and it's got the organic apple fruit fiber, organic blueberry fiber, organic cranberry fiber, high auric berry blend, and it goes through all of these special berries. But the key to this, and I was reading a study a few weeks ago on air, I went, wait, our product has that in it, L-glutamine, and in the lower intestine, it grows a amino acid that only grows in the lower intestine that's literally the fountain of youth and regenerates cells and regenerates the gut. So, you know, obviously it doesn't go haywire and you get cancer down there. I said, why aren't I doing this? I did a whole can of this the last few months. And out of everything, the weight, the mood, my skin, it's insane. So now I've got my children on it and they're like glowing. So yeah, all these products are amazing. Some people need one. Some people need another. Everybody should test them out. These aren't games. I go out and say, what is the best product we can get with the best ingredients? God bless you, and I appreciate your call, sir. And we've got 60% off a whole bunch of the items, double Patriot points for store-wide free shipping, the 12 days of Christmas. Today, the new item at 60% off is Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the amino acids, the minerals, the vitamins, all together in a healthy organic fruit punch. Adults, children love it. It's a great way to get your multivitamin, absorb it better with all the other trace elements and things, so you get better uptake into your cells. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I'm done plugging now. I wasn't going to plug this segment, but since he brought it up, we're going to do no more plugging for the rest of the hour. and try to take more of your calls. Let's go back to calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Ryan in Florida, and then we'll go to Alyssa. Go ahead, Ryan. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, man. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to bring up an idea or a point. I'm a huge Trump supporter, and I just want to maybe just put that to the side for now and just kind of look at everything in kind of a different view. In my opinion, you know, Trump has allowed this impeachment to happen. He's stacked all these people around him with globalists, with communists, with Obama appointees, Clinton appointees, everything. And then he complains why he can't get things done and why they attack him. And he doesn't remove treasonous people like Nancy Pelosi or Ilhan Omar or any of these people who openly do things and nothing gets done about it. So I'm a little bit worried that we're focusing too much on impeachment. I know Trump has done nothing wrong. He hasn't committed any crimes, and impeachment is total farce. But I think the more important thing here is, you know, not letting a good crisis go to waste, that sort of scenario where they're going to sneak in things. Whether impeachment happens or not, we're focused on impeachment. And I think that we need to look at the long game for the republic and for the nation. And all these Republicans are up there talking about how they care about the Constitution, how it's a travesty. But honestly, they all sound like Lindsey Graham during the Kavanaugh hearings. He had his moment in the sun. He got to act all, you know, BA and be all good for as a Trump supporter. But now that the impeachment's rolling around, his butt's on the line, and he's like, no, don't do any witnesses. We can't handle that.
I hear you. Absolutely. But we have come a long way. We've still got big problems. But here's an example. Here's what's in the bill right now. Afghan military gets three times the taxpayer funds as U.S. border wall, and the U.S. is building border walls all over the Middle East, but we can't build it here. That's the type of crap that's in the big spending bill right now. Tucker Carlson's broken that down as well. Thank you. Great points, Ryan. More calls straight ahead.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I've got clips of individuals on the House floor saying, hang the president. If you or I said that about Obama, they would arrest us. These people are escalating things. That's coming up, start of the next hour, continuing with your calls, and so much more here today. The war on Christmas is also heated up. I haven't even gotten to that. I didn't even play the clip of Supreme Court Justice Gorsuch on Fox News saying Merry Christmas, and mainline headlines like hate crime committed, threw down the gauntlet, rubbed it in our faces. Well, now, college official, don't buy Christmas presents to fight climate change. These people are just sick. Going to a Christmas carol party, or going and watching your children sing Christmas hymns at school is a revolutionary act now. We're under such attack, it's insane, by this leftist cult. All right, let's go ahead and go to Alyssa in Oregon. Thank you for calling.
Hey there, Alex. The thing that we can do as the Patriot Movement to help out our president the most is, like you said, get the word out. Because right now, information is our best weapon right now. If we do anything offensively, they're going to twist anything that we do. So the best thing we can do is just educate. And that leads me to my suggestion, maybe a suggestion for Savannah Hernandez, because there's a lot of people who don't really speak English very well, but who need to hear what's really going on.
Oh, and if we had the money, that's the first thing we'd do would be have a Spanish InfoWars and as many reporters as we could get. That's like probably, after English, the dominant language on the planet. And 1,000,000,000%, we'd love to do that.
And if Savannah could just do a few reports on important issues, you know, kind of like John Bound or Greg Reese-style videos, those would be really good, too, videos that we can send out to our family members.
No, I agree. We're trying to get her to be a reporter full-time. She's in there helping run the show right now. That's how, I mean, we're trying to expand the crew, and that's why I'm always like, money, because it takes money and energy and time to do that. But we're almost there. We do want to have at least a couple hours a day of stuff in Spanish, take our main reports, translate them into that, because that is those folks are ready. They need to hear it, and it's fertile ground for liberty and freedom, and you're absolutely right. What do you make of the attempted coup against the president now entering, I guess, the third phase. And if they fail, I guess we'll just put up with another attempted coup. I mean, it's insane.
They have been trying to get him out of office since before he even got elected, Alex. I mean, it has just been one attack after another. I'm honestly not surprised by any of this at this point. I mean, this is their most brazen attack. But we've been dealing with this since before Trump even got nominated. I mean, they tried to take the nomination away from him. They tried to keep him from, you know, getting, you know, they put up blockers to try and keep him from even being inaugurated. And it's just been one attack after another.
Oh, yeah. They tried to, like, not let the delegates be seated. They tried to block families going in to the inauguration, were beating them up in front of me and physically attacked me. And the D.C. police under orders didn't help. I mean, yeah, these are villains.
So I'm honestly not surprised by any of this, but we got to keep praying for the president. That's the biggest thing we can do, because if God is in control and we make sure that we allow God to work, then nothing that they do is going to work, because God is in control.
You're right. If we pray and we get active and we take action, absolutely. Thank you so much for the call. You know, I was just having flashbacks to 3 years and 3 months ago, 3 years and 2 months ago, January 2017, and they had a big, you know, steel fence around the whole mall, and it opened up at 8 a.m., and I didn't check where the VIP entrance was with my ticket. I just said, I want to walk the mall. I want to go in at one of the main entrances. There were like 10 of them. So I started to get at the bottom. It was all blocked by Antifa, beating people up in front of police, including families with children, people bleeding. We have video of it. And so I got pissed, and with my security guys, we ran over a mob of them, and the police ran over and threatened to arrest us. And I started just screaming at them. I said, I know you're on orders to stand down, but shame on you. You let these damn families through here. And that had to go through a few more entrances. And then finally went to the very top one, and there was all the Antifa wasn't there because they had agreements with the police where they could be, where the federal police were, and where was the entrance for all the Congress people and everybody. Oh, Antifa wasn't there. Just like in the documents we got 2 years ago from George Soros' operation, how they go to certain cities, they have agreements with police that they're allowed to commit the crimes in certain areas. It's all staged. And I just got so angry, because it took me hours to get in until I went, well, let's go try the top entrance. And then it was all Border Patrol running it and ICE, and they were all nice, and there was no lines, and you just walk through. But the American people were being fed on by the D.C. police in league with the Antifa. That is something out of North Korea. These people are dangerous. We cannot let them get control of the country. I totally agree with you, ma'am. Thank you. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Kevin in Wyoming, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead, then Dustin, Bill, and others.
Let's see, Alex Jones, I'd like to say first and foremost, longtime listener, first-time caller, and I think your name has been established before you were even on the air as a liberator of mankind, because your first name is Alex. That means liberator of mankind. Your last name is Jones. That means you've got an addiction to liberating mankind. God established you to do that before you even started this radio show. That's my first thing. Secondly, I wanted to say I don't think this impeachment is true. I think it's under false pretenses. I think entirely that we can say it's not a real impeachment because there's no impeachable offence. And 2.5 years ago, they started the process when there was as yet nothing to impeach him for. And there was no due process in the process itself. So in Soviet Russia, they had power and they had show trials. And those show trials, though there was power and there was a consequence for the verdict of the false kangaroo court, they were not legitimate. They were lies. In the same way, this impeachment is a lie. And here's the twist of what I'm saying. I'm not from Scotland. I sounded Scottish. I'm not. I said it that way because just as my fake Scotland was not real, this impeachment is a sham. That's what I wanted to say.
Well, buddy, you're on fire. I want to co-host with you. Look, why do you think they're power grabbing so hard, even though it's blowing up their face? Because they want to cause a civil war, and they're going to try to have the Supreme Court say that these Republican senators are partisan when the whole thing is partisan. What else do you want to elaborate on? Because you sound like a smart guy.
Well, thank you. God bless you. So I think that the link between all of these lies,
and you do a good Irish, a good Scottish voice too.
Oh, mate, I can go into that right off the drop of a hat. It's the first one I learned, but I'm not...
Well, tell me this. Get out of my swamp, donkey.
That's right, a swamp donkey. That's like, what was his name? The one who had the wee pug do the salute. Said the swamp donkey. It's great. But the whole wickedness we see right now, it's orchestrated in a spiritual way. It's spiritual wickedness in high places is what we are seeing right now perpetuated across the nation. We're seeing infernal influences that are directing these people. They're following their father, the devil. They're sons of Belial. It says it in Scripture. Nobody
By the way, I mean, I always knew this and it was true. I have spiritual experiences, know God's real. But you go out with Democrats now, man, they act like Linda Blair. I mean, and it's happening to more and more people. It's being reported all over. People are going crazy. People are saying they're demons.
I have people
walk up to me in stores and all over and just go, I'm a demon and we're going to get you and your family. Ah, Satan's got the power, not you. And there's a bunch of us. And it's like right out of the Bible. There's a bunch of you, huh? I mean, it's like literally right out of the Bible.
Oh, man, preaching to the choir, Alex. I'm a stand-up comedian. I do jokes. I got on America's Got Talent last year. Google French accent, AGT. I do a one-liner thing with an accordion, and I deal with them. I am in Southern California most of the year. I'm in Wyoming. It's where I'm from, and I don't say I'm from California, even though I've been out there for the last 3 years, because I don't want to take that on myself. But I come back home.
Well, hey, we want you to host a show here. Like I said, I'm getting a bunch of names to start doing shows pretty much every day with callers. That's my next plan.
Oh,
so we're gonna. We want you to help us, but keep going.
Oh, well, all I'm saying is I've been in ground zero fighting these people since I was in college. I was dumb when I was younger. I thought I'd be an actor. I didn't know what it meant. I'm from Wyoming. You know, give me a break. But I got my degree. I've got a talent God's given me. I can
oh, yeah, you're funny.
Et cetera. Oh, thank you much. So point being, I've been dealing with it for a long time. And, you know, I've had to deal with being blackballed from my beliefs before. And ironically, it's what led me to California to get on America's Got Talent. I was in Colorado and I got everybody mad because I'm conservative and they tried to kick me out of their venues. I said, well, I'm too big for your small town anyway. And I moonwalked my butt out to California.
Your success is the fact is that you chose the right side in history. But listen, what's your handle again? French accent?
French accent. Yeah. You French accent comedian, French accent comic. I've got some clean stuff. I have done some stuff.
Hey, we'll be talking because, believe me, it always takes me longer to get stuff done, but we're going to do that show with the callers. We've already done some beta tests with it. Thank you. Hour number three, your calls, all straight ahead. Stay in attack formation.
When I grow up, I want to be a rock star.
When I grow up, I want to overthrow the globalist. And I've got a good start at it with your help. You are victory. You are the resistance. You are 1776.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Think about it. You are the heart of the resistance. No matter where you live in the world, you love freedom, you love God, you love justice. You are the resistance to this world government satanic system. All right, I'm going to jam in more calls, and then we've got a new video compilation. Loony Left celebrates the impeachment. It's all just a simulated victory. That's one reason they're doing it. Their supporters are so dumb. When I play this, I'll tell the story. You know, when they have private schools, public schools, they'll have big events where they all go to a big auditorium in the city and there'll be hours of Christmas carols and different performances. So my daughter had been there for about 45 minutes before it started. My middle daughter, I'm already telling the story, aren't I? That's how I always do it. And she did a performance, did a great job. We watched some more performances. She came out, sat with us, we left. And she was like, oh my gosh, Dad, it was all Trump's a criminal. He's going to be arrested tonight. When he's impeached in court, that means he's guilty. And then she has an iPad with school, and she wanted me to hear it. She's never recorded people at school. She's like, here I am at lunch, and she was recording the kids. I've actually got recorded some of it on my phone off the iPad at the school. Last night, you hear these kids going, yeah, Trump's going to cause mass shootings in the schools. Yeah, and then you hear another kid go, well, I'm really dumb. But all I know is Trump's evil. So it's just everywhere. public schools, private schools. It's just everywhere that they think Trump's been convicted. And this was at like 6 to 7, so it hadn't happened yet. I got done with that, drove home with her, had some quick dinner, called in on the show with Owen and Savannah doing a great job, and all the callers covering what was happening. We were on about 8:30 when it was all done with live extended coverage, but pretty amazing. Let's jam in one call and what's left of this segment, then I'll come back with your calls and what I just mentioned on the other side. But it's crazy. And then Democrat leaders calling for hanging Trump. So, again, they mean business. A guy disagrees. I got to put him to the head of the line. Max in Wisconsin disagrees on Epstein. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Jones. I'm a big fan of yours. And lately you've been framing Epstein and the satanic cabal as a CIA Mossad honeypot scheme.
Well, and that's what I think it is. Tell me what you think it is.
I think that's part of it and a small percentage of it. But you've mentioned years ago, probably around 2010 to 2013, the sheer numbers. You know, Epstein himself said that he would have to satisfy himself at least like 6 to 10 times a day, the amount of people missing. And I'm in agreement of what you used to say, that it seems that we're being harvested more so than just a honeypot, because, you know, how many honeypots?
Oh, I know. They're killing kids, too. Absolutely. They're only, 16, 17-year-old girls, Prince Andrew, to kind of keep it at that instead of what's really going on. Oh, I totally agree with you.
Okay, so you still believe that, you know, there's the harvesting is the main thing. You know, they walk all over us. And they treat us that we're way beneath, you know, we're just a crop to them. We're like insects.
Well, yeah, now the biggest export is children's blood out of the U.S. We're the biggest exporter of that. And so they're trying to make that all legal and lawful. So, yeah, no, it's body parts. It's blood. They drink it. They also get infusions. And it's just their whole religion is about using people, seeing everyone as animals. That's how they think they make themselves gods. And really, it just makes them horrible, ugly, hunchback, you know, little self-assured demon creatures. But you want to add more to this?
How many?
Don't hang up. Don't hang up, because I've got the articles here. Where is it in my stack where Epstein, now the video disappeared? Will you guys reprint that for me? I'm having trouble finding it. So don't hang up, sir. I'll come back to you on that subject when we come back in 60 seconds. President Trump was indicted by the House of Representatives for the political crime of trying to serve the American people and be faithful to his office in the execution of the Constitution. You don't need to know what the charges were. You already know. Obstruction of Congress. That means not bowing to Nadler, licking his feet, and Pelosi's. Bunions. And then, of course, abuse of power, which is nebulous and whatever they want it to be. But it's the trap of the process once we're into that, of the civil unrest, of leftists on the Supreme Court saying that it wasn't a real trial in the Senate. That's already all being done. And so they do intend to try to remove him, and it is a serious threat. I think it's a Hail Mary in many ways, but it's the journey's the destination. It's creating the division. But a caller just called in, Max in Wisconsin, says that Epstein stuff is way worse than underage girls. Well, I've been saying that. He says he disagrees with me that it's about harvesting organs, blood, all of this. Yeah, a lot of the women are actually there to go out and get younger girls, and then they get even younger. So, I mean, it's definitely a club that is about hurting children. And human sacrifice is what is, you know, at the bottom of it. But surveillance footage outside of Jeffrey Epstein's cell during suicide attempt is missing. That's New York Daily News. Assistant U.S. attorney admitted nobody could find the footage. And of course, the other cameras were turned off. I mean, give me a break, folks. They had a guy that was found with 4 dead bodies in his backyard, a huge cop that Epstein said tried to kill him a month before that. And that gets swept under the rug. And the media says, oh, no, he tried to kill himself then. So Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. And that is a big awakening point for so many people. And now this just gets more ridiculous. Max, go ahead and add other points. Where are you saying the Epstein rabbit hole goes? I mean, I said it was eugenics. secret breeding facilities, women as surrogates, creating genetic clones for rich men. They believe that they'll have a neural interface later to be able to put their memories into that clone. Also, they believe they own those clones, and so those people won't know that they're a clone, and then they can later be killed and harvested. That's the type of stuff that I've read about and talked to people that said was going on. That was going on at Zorro Ranch. I said all this before that was ever in the news, years before, many years before. So, yeah, you name it, it's just mad scientist stuff. And what are mad scientists doing? Trying to play God always. Mm-hmm. Bill Gates runs the chemtrailing and geoengineering. He runs the gut flora study stuff while they attack that. I mean, they're just involved in everything. And he worked for Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. So they want total control of our children. That's it. Bill and Melinda Gates for control of education, the tranny teaching, the pedophile training. There's big articles where Wells Fargo, under Warren Buffett's teaching all that to the kids, paying schools to teach those curriculum, to teach political correctness. I mean, these are very evil men. So I pretty much said what the bottom of the rabbit hole is. This was a corporate intelligence operation at the top, compromising men with underage girls. And then as they tested people, getting them deeper into the black hole, which they invert. So for them, it is a pyramid. Does that make sense? But really, it's going down a black hole into hell.
It totally makes sense. And you've been very prescient on it. I just think that the intelligence aspect is just a small portion. You would talk about in 2013, even about how it would end up in the situation where we are now, where it's giant mega globalist groups fighting against each other and the middle class in the middle. But another thing that I would, a point that I haven't heard you bring up is regarding Elon Musk's dad. Do you know what I'm talking about there?
Well, tell me the specifics.
Well, do you know anything about Elon Musk's dad?
I know something. Tell me what you want to get into.
Well, I'm not against technology. I like the stuff. Obviously, electric cars are cool and, rocket ships and all that. But I don't like it when you're right, because you're right about bad things like we're getting poisoned. And, one thing I don't want you to be right about is about, or, it's been mentioned on your shows about there being Mars sex slave colonies. And
here's the good news. I didn't say that.
Yeah, I didn't say you said it. Someone else said it on your show. You had a guest that said it. But Elon Musk's dad, Errol Musk, married and had a child with his stepdaughter after remarrying. She was very young. Not only when they had a kid together, but when he initially became her stepfather, I believe she was only four. And you can't blame the sins of the father on the son. But you look at
that name comes from a Wernher von Braun book about Martians taking over, basically. So it's really weird stuff. And obviously it's space cult stuff. That's what all of this goes back to, is people trying to play God, where we really come from. And then they take a lot of drugs to try to get in contact interdimensionally with the aliens. I mean, that's what they're believing. I'm not saying that's what I've seen or what I believe. I mean, that's what's going on with these people. And the Bible says people take these hardcore drugs, sorcerers, to make contact with these beings beyond the veil. And I know scientists and people that have gone and taken ayahuasca with 30, 40, 50 people. I know talk show hosts have done it. And they'll all see the same creatures appear and talk to them. So it's not a, you don't have group hallucinations and all see the same thing. Okay? It's the veil that the Bible talks about is lifted and you see other dimensions. There's a reason our sight only can see so much, which they've proven with dark matter and quantum mechanics and all the numbers now. There's much stronger stuff around us, is we can't handle it. I mean, you couldn't handle seeing all the other, not just the way we see dimensions, but fractal dimensions and permutation and subdimensions, artificial dimensions, and just all the things that have been created in creation. I mean, imagine how it is for autistic children. A lot of folks say the damage has actually opened up their cerebral cortex to see more. They're just like, blah, because there's so much information coming in. It's like a dog can hear a dog whistle. You can't. Well, some humans can. My grandmother could. It'd drive her crazy. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. I would just ask you to look into Errol Musk. His name is Errol Musk. He was also apparently, rumor has it, using slaves for mining emeralds. And I just wish, you know, I have nothing wrong with South Africa.
Listen, I don't trust Elon Musk as far as you can throw him. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. I got to move on, but I really appreciate you. Let me go out to break with this piece that Darren McBreen put together. I hope he puts it out on Twitter somewhere so I can promote it. He puts all these great videos, but I need to always be given, I'll just say this on air, a sheet where it is so I can point listeners to it to share it. But we'll try to post it on Infowars.com, and we'll get it posted to band.video. There it is. They did it. See? Wow, Darren's even better than I thought. Well, son of a bitch, a Trump supporter gets in Joe Biden's face, and it's awesome. Now, that's another video. But let's just go out to break with the latest one he's put out here. And that's, again, leftist loons celebrate Trump impeachment. But, of course, they're nonpartisan when they celebrate. And Ilhan Omar and the rest of them go, Muhammad Jihad, Durka, 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 Durka. Here you go.
I am on my way to the United States House floor to impeach President Trump.
Article 1 is adopted. The question is on the adoption of Article 2. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
The ayes have it.
He's in trouble.
It's a sad day.
Sad. It's impeachment day.
Impeachment.
Oh, that's the greatest Christmas present ever.
Time to rub one out.
The House of Representatives voted to impeach a sitting president, Donald J. Trump. There it is. There it is.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, he's as guilty as can be. D-O-N-A-L-D.
We don't ever want another racist, sexist, xenophobic Russian puppet to sit in that White House ever, ever again.
So the blue cesspits just needed a fake victory, but they want to leverage it into civil war. Phone calls right now. Here on the air, broadcasting worldwide. And then I'm going to get to some of these clips I was just mentioning that tie into the lawlessness and the calls for violence. We're hearing from the crazed left and their globalist funders and controllers that have used America's open free society against us. Right now, let's see who's been holding the longest. And that would be Joe. Joe in New York, thank you for calling today. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good.
In my opinion, I think what Trump needs to do is he needs to declare a state of emergency and activate the United States Marine Corps. They do not need congressional authorization for 30 days anywhere in the world. And he needs to arrest these people and for committing espionage and treason against the American people with their attempted coup against the American government.
And by the way, I'm Mr. Anti-Police State. But a police state would be what they're doing, trying to overthrow an election and arrest people who've done nothing wrong. And that is the response that in England or anywhere in history that have been, quote, free countries, this is what you do. If a bunch of people are working with foreign powers to say the elected leader is bad and remove them and are trying to crash the stock market and saying we want to make the people behave, that's economic warfare. That's treason. And you're damn right. These people need to have trials, though. They need to have trials. And instead, though, everybody's paralyzed by the out-of-control misbehavior of the Democrats. And so they've escalated. We're not escalating to meet it. And it may backfire on them and destroy them forever. But then they just keep doubling down and doubling down and doubling down until if this impeachment fails in the Senate, if the removal fails, how are they going to escalate after this?
I have no idea. I just can only imagine them going further and further until they can't. We have to stand up to them or they're not going to be stopped. They're just going to keep going until we're, you know, we're done.
But how does the president get up there? He needs to start having nighttime chats with the American people for like an hour.
Exactly.
Not just rallies. Those are great, too. And just say, hey, they're doing this. Hey, they're saying they want to hang me. Hey, they're working for the Chi-Coms. Here's where, you know, all these senators have Chinese agents, literal communists, on their payroll. And then Trump starts saying, what do I do? What do you want me to do? I think he has to do it that way. And I think if he just did that, they might back down. The fact that they haven't been indicted, the fact that they get away with everything is only encouraging this behavior. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right, Alex. You hit the nail on the head. They're not going to stop until we force them to stop.
Thank you, Joe. God bless you. All right, Bill in South Dakota. You're on the air worldwide.
As in the last days of Noah, evil will be swept upon this world. What is considered good is evil, and evil is good. That's the times that we're living in now. And I do believe that, like, the left and everybody else out there is spiritually blinded to the good. You know, Satan is running around this world right now like you wouldn't believe, devouring up everything he possibly can. And I think these left, especially the left, they're just falling into illusion that God has, you know, as he said in the Bible. How are you doing, Alex?
I agree with you, sir. And our biggest task is to be focused and to be at peace with, you know, with God, but to be actively against the corruption and just pray for peace in our own lives. Because I got to tell you, I'm more angry in person. Everybody I know that's a patriot is really upset, and we should be. Evil's gone on too long, but we can't. It's so angry. You ever had like hunting dogs and you're about to dump them out of the back of a truck and you're about to go chase down some wild hogs? And just those dogs love each other. But sometimes they'll start biting each other just in the frenzy to get on the attack. We've got to just be zenned out about this. And that doesn't mean submit to the tyranny. It just means we have got to be focused and very calm about this to carry this out in a very judicious way. Does that make sense?
Yes. And, you know, I was, I've been a listener since 2015. You know, especially when Obama, after Obama's office, but real quick here, long story short, I always had a feeling about this government deep state was all corrupt, you know, and I think you might've helped produce loose change if I'm correct or not, but I actually live in Northeast Iowa, and that, you know, we had a copy of that going around and around and around, which confirmed my suspicions of the government. And, you know, like Reverend Dr. Howard Brown, you know, he goes up there to Congress and he does a revival up there on our Congress. Well, I think you should team up with him and all of us patriots, not only go up there and spread the word of the gospel, but also expose these sons of a, you know what, straight out.
No, sons of goblins. You're absolutely right, Bill. You're absolutely right. We need to wake up and start rejecting evil. Thank you, yep. Bill. And evil's always like, oh, just tolerate me, show you're nice, be friendly with me. And if it's a lifestyle choice, I'm the type of guy that's like, yeah, okay. But then they always want more, 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 more until they're telling me how to live and me what to say and what words I can use. No, I will not be your slave. All right, up next is Al in California. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. First off, I want to say God bless Alex Jones.
Well, God bless Al of California.
My God, you have changed my life. Turbo Force has changed my life. I was red-pilled in 2016, largely in part because of you. I started buying your products about a year ago. You've got Bodies, Super Silver for your teeth, Red Pill Plus, Red Pill. you've changed my life. What I really want to say, first off, I'm an artist. I was born and raised in the Kansas City area, but I moved to Northern California in 2011. I've been social networking since 1987. And the information warfare is exactly where we need to be. I had an idea for a T-shirt, which is why I called. It would show, it would be a picture of Anne Frank holding an AR or another kind of gun. And the caption would say, Anne Frank needed a gun. They've hijacked our women. And we need women to...
I totally agree. We need women to identify with being strong and empowered and not slaves of the globalists. That's a great idea. Anne Frank needed a gun on the front. On the back, don't let dictators take your guns. You're absolutely right. That's a great idea, sir.
Yes, sir. A large part of why I was red-pilled in 2016 is I got tired of being weaponized and feminized. I see all of this, what's going on, as a singularity. We are headed for a black hole. And what happens with black holes is they either stay a black hole or they explode. And what's going on is they're trying to create an explosion. All this name-calling, demonization, censorship, shadow banning, gun confiscation, doxing, mob rule, socialism, communism, collectivism is all singularity, and it's all fascism.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Even more clear last night when Speaker Pelosi suggested that House Democrats may be too afraid to even transmit their shoddy work product to the Senate. Mr. President, it looks like the prosecutors are getting cold feet in front of the entire country and second-guessing whether they even want to go to trial. They said impeachment was so urgent that it could not even wait for due process, but now they're content to sit on their hands. This is really comical. Democrats' own actions concede that their allegations are unproven. The articles aren't just unproven. They're also constitutionally incoherent. Incoherent. Frankly, if either of these articles is blessed by the Senate, we could easily see the impeachment of every future president of either party. Let me say that again. If the Senate blesses this historically low bar, we will invite the impeachment of every future president. The House Democrats' allegations, as presented, are incompatible with our constitutional order. They're unlike anything that has ever been seen in 230 years of this republic. House Democrats want to create new rules for this president because they feel uniquely enraged. They feel uniquely enraged. But long after the partisan fever of this moment has broken, the institutional damage will remain. I've described the threat to the presidency. This also imperils the Senate itself. The House has created an unfair, unfinished product that looks nothing like any impeachment inquiry in American history. And if the Speaker ever gets her house in order, that mess will be dumped over here on the Senate's lap. If the Senate blesses this slapdash impeachment, if we say that from now on this is enough, then we invite an endless parade of impeachable trials. Future houses of either party will feel free to toss up a jump ball every time they feel angry. Free to swamp the Senate with trial after trial, no matter how baseless the charges. We'd be giving future houses of either party unbelievable new power to paralyze the Senate at their whim. More thin arguments, more incomplete evidence, more partisan impeachments. In fact, Mr. President, this same House of Representatives has already indicated that they themselves may not be finished impeaching. The House Judiciary Committee told a federal court this very week that it will continue its impeachment investigation even after voting on these articles. And multiple Democratic members have already called publicly for more. If the Senate blesses this, if the nation accepts this, presidential impeachments may cease being a once-in-a-generation event and become a constant part of the political background noise. This extraordinary tool of last resort may become just another part of the arms race of polarization. Real statesmen would have recognized, no matter their view of this president, that trying to remove him on this thin and partisan basis could unsettle the foundations of our republic. Real statesmen would have recognized, no matter how much partisan animosity might be coursing through their veins, that cheapening the impeachment process was not the answer. Historians will regard this as a great irony of our era, that so many who profess such concern for our norms and traditions themselves proved willing to trample our constitutional order to get their way. It is long past time for Washington to get a little perspective. President Trump is not the first president with a populist streak, not the first to make entrenched elites uncomfortable. He's certainly not the first president to speak bluntly, to mistrust the administrative state, or to rankle unelected bureaucrats. And heaven knows he's not the first president to assert the constitutional privileges of his office rather than roll over when Congress demands unlimited, sensitive information. None of these things, none of them, is unprecedented. I'll tell you what would be unprecedented. It will be an unprecedented constitutional crisis if the Senate literally hands the House of Representatives a new partisan vote of no confidence that the founders intentionally withheld, destroying the independence of the presidency. It will be unprecedented if we agree that any future House that dislikes any future president can rush through an unfair inquiry, skip the legal system, and paralyze the Senate with a trial. The House could do that at will under this precedent. It will be unprecedented if the Senate says second-hand and third-hand testimony from unelected civil service servants is enough to overturn the people's vote. It will be an unprecedented constitutional crisis if the Senate agrees to set the bar this low forever. It is clear what this moment requires. It requires the Senate to fulfill our founding purpose. The framers built the Senate to provide stability, to take the long view of our republic, to safeguard institutions from the momentary hysteria that sometimes consumes our politics, to keep partisan passions from literally boiling over. The Senate exists for moments like this. That's why this body has the ultimate say in impeachments. The framers knew the House would be too vulnerable to transient passions and violent factionalism.
All right, we've got loaded phones. I've got tons
of news.
They
needed a body.
But I thought we really should play this because it was a powerful speech, the full speech. That's about half of it is on InfoWars.com. We'll go to break soon, come back with more of your calls, and then Savannah Hernandez is going to be in studio. We've identified the woman that assaulted her and her camera lady, our great reporter, and the camera person, and it just illustrates what's going on there. And then Matt Bracken is coming up, and then, of course, the war room with Owen Schroyer. But talking about the lawlessness, here is the majority whip, Democrat James Clyburn, talking about hanging the president. Here it is.
We would be crazy to walk in there knowing he set up a kangaroo court.
How long
are you willing to wait?
As long as it takes. Even if he doesn't come around to committing to a fair trial, keep those articles here. So keep it as long as it takes. If you know, and he's told you what he's going to do, it's almost like let's give him a fair trial and hang him.
So you heard that. Let's give him a fair trial and hang him, but they're going to hold back the articles because the Senate isn't going to railroad the president like the House did. These people are out of control, just rejecting any due process. Going out to break, here's a clip of Brennan recently saying, get rid of due process. It's chilling. Here it is.
You know, people are innocent until, alleged to be involved in some type of criminal activity.
People are innocent until, alleged to be involved in some type of criminal activity.
People are innocent until, alleged to be involved in some type of
criminal activity. What an incredibly authoritarian statement. We'll be back. We are back live. And, you know, I don't normally play clips back to back, but this is the majority whip in the House, the underling, the aide-de-camp to Nancy Crypt Keeper Pelosi, saying we're not going to send articles of impeachment to the Senate because we're going to tell them what their rules are, as if the Senate could tell the House, and the House broke all the rules. So you're just seeing an arrogant, hateful run. And then he says, and once he gets his fair trial, we're going to hang him, which can be taken two ways, metaphorically. Like, once we railroad him with our fair trial that we approve, that House managers control, Pelosi demands, might as well wear a black mask, like executioners, we'll hang him. Or it's a literal threat, which, of course, it's both. You know, Trump tweeted, this is like Guatemalan justice, what Schiff's doing. This is completely, and Schiff's like, you're threatening me. How's Ed Buck doing there, old Schiff? Here's that clip if you missed it.
We would be crazy to walk in there knowing he set up a kangaroo court.
How long are you willing to wait?
As long as it takes. Even if he doesn't come around to committing to a fair trial, keep those articles here. So keep it as long as it takes. If you know, and he's told you what he's going to do, it's almost like let's give him a fair trial and hang him.
Everybody's so tough, talking about killing and hanging and rioting and burning and leveling the Trump supporters and finding them where they live and getting them. You guys better watch out. The fight you're looking for, you might just find it. Oh, I know. You think somebody else is going to fight that fight. These aren't going to be like wars of the past if these people get their wish. But psychopaths always got to get their ass handed to them before they find out how the cow ate the cabbage. It's not going to be the cabbage eating the cow. And all these little leftist hunchbacks that can hardly tie their shoelaces preyed on America while we were asleep. But that's not the case anymore, is it? And you know, this article about how the government says, we don't know where the video of Epstein's first attempted suicide went, because it wasn't. The guy was trying to kill him. That's what the other people said in the other jail cells around it. It's what Epstein said. But the fact that they had to kill him and then disappear all the evidence just shows it's not the full government doing it. It's being done by ragtag inside groups, very haphazardly, very ham-fistedly. That shows panic right there, which is good. It shows that they're not in charge anymore to a great extent, but it's also dangerous because they're out of control. Somebody needs to stop them. And we've got indictments for all of them. They're all flagrantly criminal. Son of a bitch, you investigate my son, I'll have you fired in 6 hours. You don't get $1 billion. And son of a bitch, he was fired. They're all like thugs. Richard Haass, the other CFR, goes, oh, that's really tough. You know, committing the crimes in the open and then projecting it onto Trump. Okay, here's the callers. Jim, Chad, Nelson, Joseph, Jefferson, Stephanie, Josh, George. I'm going to go to Jim, who's law enforcement. We'll talk about China connection. Then to Joseph in Ireland and others, like Stephanie. Thanks for holding. You're on the air, Jim.
How you doing?
Man, I tell you, I'm like I stuck my finger in a light socket. I'm really wired and awake. This is historic stuff right now.
Well, it truly is. It truly is. And when you start looking around, especially living here and working here with what I do, it is scary, some of the things you see, and makes me want to move, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. California, I mean, if you have a big earthquake, L.A.'s 20 million people, that whole corridor, I mean, my God, sir, that's Day of the Dead. That's end of the world stuff.
You know, I hope it doesn't happen. But, you know, it's going to be one thing that would clean up a big mess. To get to my point, that was, I don't know if you remember, but the second that Trump was elected, the last governor of the state of California spent a week over in China with Xi Jinping on his knees in front of him.
I remember that.
Ask yourself why. And now who here is pushing all this? Well, let's see. The Queen of the North, who is a good Catholic.
Pelosi.
Hangs out with all the pedophiles. And the King of the South. And if you, they both run both ends of the state. Did you know that within the United States of America, it's something that needs to change. It never has. The only state where you don't, or the only country, you don't have to be a citizen to own the property. Not only do the Chinese own all the studios, but you know that, in the 90s, when they got rid of the port of Long Beach, which was a naval port.
Bill Clinton handed that only deep water port on the West Coast directly to the Chi-Com government.
Right, and they turned it into a container port, and it's theirs. So they own that one. Do you know that, what was it, a year and a half, 2 years ago, right before Obama left, I guess it would have been, they did the Port of Oakland, same thing.
Yes.
To make all kinds of jobs. So let's see here. They own both deep water ports. They got rid of, as part of that, they got rid of all of the military along the coast except San Diego in the south, way south. There's supposedly reports of plenty of Chinese hardware just on the other side of the border. And
oh, well, it's beyond that. You got the Chinese having subs pop up and firing Trident missile copies that Clinton gave them right over California.
Right. And so just imagine if they just pulled up into the deep water ports, how far could they lob them inland? How long would it take to invade the whole state? And look into the Standard Hotel, which is in Schiff's district. You're going to find all kinds of crazy pedophile slave stuff going on out of that place. And, nobody's...
Yeah, because who would sell your country out to communist Chinese? Absolute degenerates who create their own club and who take over. And that's what California is, and they love it. They love the homeless, the needles, the pedophilia, all of it. You take one look at Schiff, I mean, that is a turd gobbler right there.
And I was looking at something when Pelosi did her thing about hate. You know, I've been I'm actually a baptized minister as well. And I started reading about hate, and I found something very interesting. I mean, it's short, or tell Daria to get her Bible.
But it talks about how God, what God hates.
Yeah. And the first thing it starts with is, let's see here. It starts with, there are six things that Jehovah hates. Jehovah, by the way, is his name in English. Yes, seven things that he detests: a haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart plotting. Where does it say here? Oops, I lost it. A heart that.
And if you look at these globalists, they always have that look in their eyes like they're winning, they're so powerful, they're enjoying it. Those are haughty eyes, and men have them too. And the demon-possessed people always have those eyes like they're going to get you, it's funny, and they're real cynical, and you're a piece of filth. It absolutely. Notice, that was misinterpreted out of the Hebrew, thou shalt not kill. Actually says, thou shalt not murder. But that passage again says innocent blood. Innocent blood means killing people that didn't attack you. Killing people that didn't need killing, who were hurting innocent people. The whole Bible's full of God saying, these people are devil worshipers that give their kids to human sacrifice. I want them all dead. Kill them. And I'm not saying go out and start killing people. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. When it's time to go to war, God says, wipe them out. Is that not the Bible?
Heart. Yeah, it says, a heart plotting wicked schemes and feet that run quickly to evil. And here's the best one, a false witness that lies with every breath. Now, remember, these are things that God hates. Notice that.
Read those slowly again.
They're all actions.
Read those from top to bottom again. I was interrupting. Read them from top to bottom.
Okay. Top to bottom. Six things. And it says, yes, there's seven things that he detests. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart plotting wicked schemes, and feet that run quickly to evil, and a false witness who lies with every breath. And anyone sowing contentions among brothers. So, you look at what they're doing, and that is almost exactly...
Brother, you just nailed him. We love you, Jim. Thank you so much. Get his name, too, for the show. We're going to start having shows with the callers. All right. I'll try to get to everybody. I love you. We've gotten a lot of calls. We've done a good job today, I think, overall. Savannah Hernandez, everybody's coming in at 5 after. I'll take a few more when we come back. Quick. That little short segment. Please don't forget. Almost forgot this hour. It's Christmas time. It's when we normally fund ourselves the next year. We're not selling as much products as we sold last year. We're getting behind here. Folks, these are great products. 12 days of Christmas, 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping, huge deals, InfoWarsStore.com. Get your tooth whitening toothpaste with no fluoride. Get your Super Blue toothpaste. Get your turmeric bodies. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Witnessing right now is riveting, and it's also incredibly dangerous. History, the confluence of all these different things lining up, and evil is going to get wild, it's going to get dangerous, it's going to get really cartoonish too, and a lot of nasty stuff's going to happen. And the way it always goes, it's all synced up, is you're going to have natural disasters in leftist areas. It's going to be bad. I mean, devastation, I would expect to come. And I think large parts of California are gone within 2 years. It's just, God's not going to put up with it. And I think you're going to see, I think Pelosi will have a stroke in the next year. I think Ginsburg will be dead within 6 months. And, you know, I don't take pleasure in any of this. I'm just telling you, that's what I'm seeing. And I would pray to God to bring judgment upon them. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Now, sometimes God will use humans to carry out the vengeance, but let's let God decide. And that's really what it comes down to. That's a chicken or the egg, though, isn't it? Kill them all, let God sort them out. Kind of like you're there killing everybody, so God must have wanted it to happen. No, it's a free will thing. Evil people do bad things. God doesn't want that. That's what sin is. We're going to go to phone calls right now. Joseph in Ireland, thanks for calling. You're on the air. What do you think about this very dangerous fiasco?
Alex, if you allow me to flesh out what you're talking about there, and the last guy before that, is exactly what I wanted to talk about, but I wanted to put it to the Bible. Who is the dragon? The dragon is Satan. But what country on earth is represented by the dragon? China, the red dragon. Who's got your president on trial? Xi Jinping. He represents the red dragon. Now, what comes out of the red dragon's mouth? Vomit. And who controls the media? China. And it's Hollywood is the powerful media here now. Nobody gives a damn about CNN. What comes out of that mouth? Vomit. That's the way God sees it. And your president is on trial because he's blocking the new world order.
And China brags. The Washington Post says Xi Jinping must destroy Trump to save America. I mean, they're openly for dictatorship that's killed 100 million people.
Well, Alex, this is biblical. You know, He's blocking the one world order. Since he went into the UN and said, I will not go for globalism, they have gone full. Every torpedo has been launched at him. Now, why? Because this, the false pope, who is, I believe, is the false prophet named in the Bible. This is the times we're living in. Okay? He is behind this as well, because the one world religion must be brought in. False one world religion. The one world bank and a one world government. It will happen. Trump is standing in the way. And California will go down. Yes, absolutely. I have no doubt about that. And the Third World War will happen. You can't slaughter millions and millions of children, and the judgment of God will come on every country, because every country is killing their children. That is what I see happening here. It's straight from the Bible, Alex.
Well, you're totally right, and you've encapsulated this. So what should the headline be on this little video? I'm going to put out like a two-minute video on some of the platforms. Should it be the Red Dragon put Trump on trial, or learn of Trump's greatest enemy, the Red Dragon, or Communist China put Trump on trial? Because it really is true.
Well, yeah, I think I'm not good at putting headlines together like you and other guys, but the vomit from the Red Dragon is being spewed, and it literally is being spewed here now.
Poisonous acid. You're absolutely right. It's all biblical. God bless you. All right. Savannah Hernandez. And the other camera lady, she's really awesome, but she doesn't want to come on camera because she's scared. Men attacked her. Her shoulders hurt. We're going to come back and give you the latest.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. There I was
completely. Warning, globalist, warning. If you physically assault our reporters, we will track you down. Our audience will find you, and we will get you charged and put in prison, like the woman that sexually assaulted Owen, spending months in jail. Savannah Hernandez, two nights ago, was attacked downtown with her camera woman. And ladies and gentlemen, we have discovered who did it, and we are pressing charges. But now, here's the rest of the story, why the woman assaulted her. Here is the video.
Now, also, I'm still waiting for you to Google the facts that you can't seem to find. Is there an issue? Okay. Hey, folks, so this is the gentleman right over here that has been calling for people to... He's been harassing me all night long. Now people are putting their signs in my face. So this is where we're at tonight. So people are putting their signs in my face right now. Don't touch me, sir. People are running into me. People are, like, bumping into me. Stop. Don't put it in his face. It's fine.
USA!
Please don't put your sign in my face, sir. People are now running into me. Okay, folks. So we're here at the impeached Trump rally, and in true fashion, all these people are really inclusive and sweet. I got pushed off of a ledge. A grown-ass man came and pushed me out of the way because I was asking people why they want the president impeached. I'm aggravated because I have a grown-ass man following me around, and it's fucking weird.
And you're a grown woman as well. So
I mean, it's just a public event. I mean, haven't you been to stuff like this before? Do you know? Are you new to this, or
is she not an equal? Are you not an equal to us?
Not to two grown men in the middle of the night. Like, that's kind of weird that you guys are following me around.
Oh my God, yeah, there's hundreds of
people
around.
Why is that?
Well, why are you following me around, sir?
Because I think that you're asking leading questions. But like I said, I'm still trying to figure out what organization you're with.
I'm still trying to figure out why you're following me around saying I'm asking people leading questions when I'm not. I'm asking people.
I'm not judging just from here. I'm judging as well from the previous rally that you were at.
How come you're judging me?
Just because I can, because it's a free country.
Okay, great. Use your First Amendment right and judge me.
I think Trump is an asshole and he needs to be impeached.
How come he needs to be impeached?
Because he's broken many laws.
He's from the bribery.
From the time.
I'm sorry. I'm a Chop Shop reporter. Please don't speak to my microphone. Thanks. What do you think about the articles of impeachment that were introduced today?
I think they're all right on.
You're basing this off of allegations.
And you're running with something that's totally irrelevant. He committed bribery.
How did we go from sexual allegations to bribery?
She's the one that brought that up. She's the one that brought that up, and I know that I've read that.
Okay, but I'm still waiting for you to find me the name of the minor on Google, and you haven't.
You know, that was so long ago that was brought out and nothing was made of it. Like, okay, he could get away with anything. What about all the comments?
He's on audio tape saying that he grabs people by the pussies. Grabs them by the pussy. Our president said that out loud.
Did he say that while he was president?
It doesn't matter. That he's a type of person that would say that. Could you move that like 3 inches further away from me?
I mean, if you want to speak to me into the microphone, I need to put it that close to your face to hear it.
I want to speak to you in the microphone.
Then why do you keep talking to me?
I have a really bad temper.
Okay, and also, I'm still waiting for you to Google the facts that you can't seem to find. Is there an issue? Okay.
And we are back live broadcasting worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. So a lot of folks wanted to see the rest of the story. I mean, did Savannah say something mean? Why did the woman attack her? We showed you 40 seconds before she did it, but we went ahead and put out the video because millions of people saw that in the last day and a half. It went viral everywhere. The president's been tweeting out her videos because she goes out and asks good questions. And they don't know how to respond to that. And you heard them say, oh, we've seen your videos, and so we don't believe you have a First Amendment. These are very, very un-American, very, very dangerous people. Now, I had Ezra Levant here yesterday of Rebel Media. The guy has reached billions of views online, done a great job helping Tommy Robinson and so many others. And when he saw that, because I was talking to him behind the scenes, about trying to fund our operation, more reporters into 2020, and all the persecution he's gone through, and he said, listen, when our reporters get punched and attacked, we have a website, we find out who they are, we prosecute the people, and then we raise money from that to help get security. That's what you need to do. Because let me explain something. I have the armored vehicle. Now, a few months ago, I went to a Trump rally. We called security guys who are the alumni of this particular group that have security companies. Let's leave it at that. And they said, yeah, we've got an armored SUV, and we've got an armored Teradyne. You can bullhorn out of the top. And I said, oh, that's great. No additional charge? They said, no. It's $500 for each guy for the day. Okay, you know, great guys, veterans, patriots. I go up there with my security guy, my camera crew, and it was great because they were throwing stuff at us, spitting at us, and we could be up there and still get all the media attention, get our talking points out. So I did a few more events, got the Dallas guys to come down and help our security. And they said, listen, we bought this thing for $300,000, $330,000. You can have it for $200. Found out that was a great deal. It's not like I've got massaging it and I've got Lamborghinis or something parked in our warehouse. This is a tool. It's turned out that it dominates all over the country. You've seen the national news with it. Huge, invaluable points about liberty getting out with the armored vehicle. We go to any event, all the left videotapes it. It goes out everywhere. Our message gets out. This is breaking through the electronic Berlin Wall of censorship. But I paid four people to go protect Owen. They were throwing bottles, attacking him again downtown at the impeached Trump rally on the eve of impeachment Tuesday night. Owen had just been in New York, just been in D.C., just been in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Savannah likes to go into the crowd with Action 7 so she can ask real questions and be nice. They still attacked her. And so literally looking at the budget, I want to be able to hire for her at least one security person to watch her back. She wants to go out 5 days a week. I'm trying to fund the expenses and the pay and security for Caitlin Bennett, Millie Weaver. And I'm not complaining here. The left's so vicious, we can get invaluable footage and expose them that gets tens of millions of views and is game-changing. But it takes money. So he said, well, listen, just watch defendsavannah.com. It links right to the shopping cart, InfoWarsStore.com. And then literally we can carve out all the proceeds after the cost of the products that go to that to have a budget to see how much you want to put Savannah out there. Because I told Savannah a few weeks ago, I said, I'm tired of you getting attacked. I know who you are now. I want to just have you host a show. And she said, listen, I don't care. I'll go out there by myself. And she'll talk about it. I said, no, you're not. So I'm not going to have her getting hit in the head by a bottle. Even though it'll expose these people, it's not happening. We need to get her at least two security people when she goes out and does this to watch her back. These people are animals. We don't have the money. I'm trying to hire more reporters right now. I could totally game change. So go to defendsavannah.com. You can also go to the support button on InfoWarsStore.com. It has a link to Savannah as well. There's a video breaking down her story there, and that will fund our operation with her into the future. But I want to get her take just on, we've found out who the woman is. We're going to say her name yet. We are going to press charges. And just where she sees all this going. And the left trying to claim online that you've done something to her. Now you've released the full video.
Right, and I released it originally because, as with everything, I want people to be able to make their own assumptions about it. Some people think that she was in the wrong. Some people think I was in the wrong. So I said, okay, I'll release the full footage. And in that three-minute clip, of course, too, when I first walked up, those two men were harassing me. They kind of got other people around me, including her, upset. And then she came up to me and she said, what are you, a Chop Shop reporter? And that's why I was like, okay, well, then don't speak to me. So I originally was like, okay, don't talk to me then if you think I'm a Chop Shop reporter. That's fine.
Yeah, she engaged you.
Yeah, she kept talking to me. And the whole reason I was standing there was because I was waiting for her to Google all of the women that Trump raped. And that's what led to the provoked or the attack. So that's really what pushed her to do that. And again, too, I go out with the A7 mic because I do like talking to people. And I go to these events and rallies with an open mind. If Trump's bad, tell me why. Tell me why.
And, and by the way, it's a lot rougher, the video shows. Talk about your camera lady who's even scared to come on air, that men attacked her.
Yeah, she was surrounded as well. And you can see in that video, too. I didn't put that in any of my reports. But in that clip, we immediately got surrounded by men. They were shoulder checking us. They were putting signs in our faces. I had this other woman who was like putting a scarf in my face for a good 20 minutes. And we kept trying to walk away. And they were like, leave, leave. So we were walking away. They were following us. And they continued to harass us. They continued to put signs in our faces. And it's like, okay, well, you're telling us to leave. We're leaving. You're following us.
And stay with us.
And then we're back.
This whole hour, Matt Bracken will be riding shotgun with us. I'll get a few more of your calls in. I've got all this video of InfoWars audience members that are activists confronting globalists, including Schiff, calling for his arrest to his face, a citizen's arrest, which is a good way to point out the crimes he's committed. That's going viral. That's on InfoWars.com. So much other news I haven't even gotten to. I mean, it's insane. J.K. Rowling canceled by woke outrage mom. She's always attacking Paul Watson, saying biological sex is real. She says, no, women have babies, not men. She committed a thought crime, is now being deplatformed. German Green Party urges allowing 140 million climate refugees to migrate to the West. They want 600 million to the U.S. alone in another document, but Sacha Baron Cohen says that doesn't exist. You'll be arrested if you talk about it under his system. That's at summit.news and InfoWars.com. Instagram fact-checked a Greta Thunberg meme that was obviously satirical, showing starving African children. Maybe we can pull that up. Looking through the train window, and they tried to say it was fake news. It's like when we make jokes, then they say we're being fake. It's like a war on reality. College official, don't buy Christmas presents to fight climate change. That's just some of the stories up on InfoWars.com. Savannah, you need to have the floor here for a moment. People are joining us every millisecond. Here's the woman two nights ago, one of many people that assaulted you, checked you, knocked you off curbs. And now we've discovered her name. We're not going to release it yet. You're going to be going downtown there tomorrow. To press charges so that these other criminals know they're not going to get away with it. So let's go ahead and play that short clip.
I want to speak to you in the microphone.
And why do you keep talking to me?
I have a really bad temper.
Okay, and also, I'm still waiting for you to Google the facts that you can't seem to find. Is there an issue? Okay.
By the way, Owen Schroyer, Savannah Hernandez, every member of this crew is like family. And you've been here a year and a half, and I said, you got to be a reporter. You got to get on air. Because I'd see her spunk behind the scenes producing stuff. And then now, the messing with her, you're really coming out of the shell like a tigress.
Definitely, Alex, especially ahead of 2020. And I think, too, because working here has made me realize how fake the media is, how brainwashed everyone is. And, I mean, again, working here, I was not very politically involved before I came here, but I've always been about making my own decisions and looking things up for myself. And this place opened my eyes to a lot of the deceit in our media. And that's why I think it's so important to go out to these rallies and protests. I said previously that I go with an open mind because if Trump's bad, tell me why. Let's talk about it. Okay, maybe Trump isn't as great as we hype him up to be. So tell me why he's bad. But the more protests that I go to, the more pro-Trump I am, because every single time I go, I'm asking them, hey, talk to me about why you want the president impeached. Talk to me about what you think about the articles, how the Democrats are treating the president. And it always ends ends up in violence because people come and they will keep on talking to me and harassing me and harassing me. They're like, I don't want to talk to you. And I'm like, okay. And then I try talking to someone else. They come and then they keep like interrupting my interview. So then I'm like, okay, well, I guess we are going to talk. And then when they get mad because they're stumped because they can't find the person that Trump raped because they realize that Obama also put kids in cages, then it means attack for me for some reason.
I just can't believe grown men start hitting you with their elbows, hitting your camera lady, who's really sweet. When I say she's scared, she just doesn't want to come on air. I mean, they attacked her even worse. Her shoulder's sore.
Yeah, she was telling me this morning.
You
she
can say
is
her
like,
first name on air. But.
Yeah, Gabby. So she and I have been friends since she started working here as well, and she's really interested in camera work. And I said, hey, you know, we're both Hispanic women. Let's go out to these protests. Let's go out to these events. Because she herself as well has said, hey, you know, I've watched documentaries about Trump, and he's really misunderstood. A lot of people are trying to say he's a racist, but if you go and see
what he really said versus what they said, he said.
Exactly, he isn't racist at all, and everything that we've been.
But what does she think now after she got roughed up? I mean,
well, she actually put out a really good tweet. If you guys want to see if you can pull that up, but she says that she comes from a family of Mexican immigrants. And when we went to this protest, nobody asked her why she supported Trump. All they did was call her a racist. And that's what's missing in.
And then how is it men are putting their hands on women? What the hell's wrong with these people?
Exactly. And
I mean, you get hurt doing that, buddy.
And those two men, too, they were like, oh, aren't we equal? And I was like, look, I'm not a feminist preaching equality that men and women are equal because I biologically do not think that we are. And especially
well,
with the JK.
But you're more, but you, I can't make a baby either, so I'm not equal to you that way.
Exactly. We're
and
different.
I'm ugly. You're,
men
you're
and
pretty.
Women are different. And so when I have two grown men in the middle of the night following me around telling people lies to get them to attack me, no, that's not equality.
Yeah, there's
and
Gabby.
I feel
she's
unsafe.
Gabby, GHABBE, great lady. Love to get her on air, too.
Yeah, exactly. See what she said? She says, LOL to the people who told me tonight at the impeachment rally that I should be ashamed of myself and I'm racist for supporting Trump. I literally come from a family of...
By the way, everybody asks why we have all these really smart, attractive Latina ladies working here. That's who applies the job, man. It's the liberals that don't hire, quote, minorities. We hire everybody that just wants to tell the truth. And by the way, you've been here a while. You've seen, do we make up news? Are we in here manufacturing stuff like the New York Times said?
Definitely not. I mean, sometimes things are a little bit exaggerated, but for the most part, our news is very accurate. And again, it's not the news.
And be honest about that. Like, what do? We get carried away sometimes?
You're a very passionate person, Alex. You're passionate about the news. You're passionate about getting your message out. And so I think a lot of people will, you know, say, okay, yeah, it's exaggerated. But at the end of the day, like what we are reporting on, if you go look it up for yourself, okay, if you don't like Alex's reporting style, go look it up for yourself. That's all I ask every single person.
And that's the point I'm getting at is we didn't do some pre-interview. I told everybody, be real here. Get stuff right.
Well, and that's what I'm saying, too. If you go throughout this whole office and you ask every single person, oh, are you pro-Trump? What do you think politically? We all think differently because that's the great thing about working here is we can have political differences and we talk about them. I've literally gone on the war room with Owen and debated our political differences because I don't always agree with him. And here I am trying to be, they always say, oh, InfoWars is this and that. Okay, well, I'm trying to bring a different light to it. Let's go out and just ask people questions. I still get attacked.
Sure, but here's an example. Here's an example. The Green Party says 140 million people from the Middle East to come to Europe. Well, Macron wants 250 million to France alone. Now, the UN document says 600 million to the U.S., 300 million to Europe. Now, you would see 140 million and you hear me say 600 million and think I was exaggerating. Usually what's happening is I'm looking at one story and then I'm bringing in a bunch of others to give people, see what I'm like, people used to think.
No,
I'm like,
exactly.
They've got thousands of different clones of humans and animals.
Listening
I was
to
reading
you
reports where they admitted they'd splice thousands of cross species. That was a real, but it sounds crazy.
Alex, exactly. There's so many times, I cannot count the amount of times where I sat here and been like, Alex is so crazy. What is he saying right now? And then the next day, Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide.
We were on air taking bets in the office.
Exactly. We reported on this such a long time ago. Your TV is listening to you. Your microwave is listening to you. It sounds ridiculous. But if you go do your own research, don't listen to Alex then. Think he's crazy. But go do the research yourself before you make those assumptions.
Well, all I know is stuff is getting nuts. And
people are waking up. That's the good thing about all of this.
You're absolutely right. I want to go to Breitbart, Matt Bracken, and get his take on this. But we launched this. Because this is what other outfits do. I mean, literally, I don't have the security to send two reporters out in Austin at once. Okay? And so we go undercover. Well, she can't go undercover now. And I'm not going to send her out there. She needs two security people when she goes out. And even though they do like a half day, a decent person is like $200 to go out and do that. You know, these are bonded, you know, people with license to carry, police officers, you know, former federal marshals, you name it. And they're good people. And they need, you know, $200 for a couple, you know, 4 or 5 hours, $400, $500 for the day. They got to pay for their bonding, their training. They've got families, too. So to put reporters out in the middle of these mobs is thousands of dollars each time. Okay. We have to have an armored vehicle to go into the midst of these people. This is a war. So go to DefendSavannah.com. Takes you right to the shopping cart. Straight up donation buttons. Straight up. Buy the products there. And then we can gauge how much support there is to keep her in the field. Because have I not said you got to get... You're like, oh, I'll be fine. No, you need security, Savannah.
I learned my lesson the hard way, Alex.
Was I exaggerating that attack?
No, you were not. You were not.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I want to apologize to the listeners, and then I want to take it back. And I'm serious. I thought about the way to say this. I don't want to sit here on the air sounding like a baby bird and acting like a baby bird that is constantly begging for support. Because back in the day when we were getting plenty of support for what we were doing, I didn't plug as much or as earnestly. Well, now, these years later, we have to expand in the face of the globalist. We have to fight back. We have to change the future destiny of things. And so I'll do whatever I have to keep us on air. And quite frankly, the opportunity is so big to put reporters all over the U.S. showing how evil the left is. And exposing them that I'm not bragging. I mean, it's not like I put money in a bigger, nicer house because I didn't trust banks. And now I'm selling that house right now so that I can then literally fund through next year. But then it's scary. 12 months will go by like that, the election. And then where is InfoWars going to be? I don't want to implode at that point. So, again, a lot of you tune in, a lot of you watch. I got to get a new headset tomorrow, guys. This thing just cuts out every 5 seconds like I've been telling you for a week. It's almost gone. Excuse me. We got the replacement in there, right? We need to swap this out during the break. I think the time has come. Anyways, I need financial support here, ladies and gentlemen, to stay on the air and to do what we've got to do. And we've proven we've changed the world together. And a lot of you buy a ton of product from us, and you're the reason we're here, and you're awesome. Most people don't buy stuff that listen at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's crazy. Get a T-shirt, get a book, get a film. Sign up for AutoShip for our great coffee. People try it, and they go, my God, this is like the best coffee I ever had. And I said, yeah, it's top-rated. I drank it 15 years ago at, you know, HEB and Central Market and Whole Foods, and then I found out who was importing it in the U.S. So I was at the coffee place they have one time in town. They also have coffee shops. And I found out where it came from, and I made a deal, and I ship it in ourselves and sell it for $5 on average less than Whole Foods does. We call it Wake of America Coffee. Just sign up for AutoShip. Get your coffee from us.
And Alex, can I butt in too?
Yeah.
Yesterday, we were on air for such a long time. I was pretty exhausted, but I had a cup of our coffee and it pepped me right up. It tastes great. I'm not big into coffee, but I love ours. And it just really gives you that energy boost that you need to get you through the rest of the day, whether that's in the morning, at night, whatever you need. So I highly recommend getting that coffee as well, especially while we have these specials going on.
Well, exactly. But it's all symbiotic. Anything we bring you is going to be right up there at the top tier. In the case of the coffee, it's less than what it's sold for, the same stuff at Whole Foods and HEB, okay? I mean, they're selling it for like $29 a pound. We're selling it for like $19. It's gourmet coffee. I'm only making like $6 on it. I think we've never gone up on price. We're about to. That's why we never discount it. Anyways, 12 days of Christmas is here. Double Patriot points, free shipping, up to 60% off. All these great products. We're not making a lot on these. We're moving a ton of it, though, because people know they're great. Just please do your shopping with us. I want to bring Matt Bracken up here, and I appreciate him coming on. He was going to host this hour, but he's always happy to have me run over and just get his take on the magnitude and get his view on what the Democrat plan is with this move and now why they're holding back the articles and where you see this going, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg saying they may come in and try to disqualify the Senate when that's not their prerogative or their branch of government. I mean, they've got some dirty tricks planned. We know that. Now they're launching them. What do you think the prognosis of this is, and what do you think their attack plan is? Best-selling author, researcher, enemiesforeigndomestic.com, former Navy SEAL Matt Bracken.
Well, they've fired their big guns now, and it was kind of a misfire because they marched all the way out to having the vote last night. But now they're too afraid, as McConnell's put it. You know, they've got such a weak hand that they're afraid to play it. So they're depending on something like the Supreme Court. I think that's a losing proposition. Meanwhile, they're waiting for Attorney General, or the prosecutor Durham to come out with his indictments. So I think that they're trying to stall now, and they're going to, because it's just going to be embarrassing if they go over to the Senate, and either one of two things is going to happen. It's going to be dismissed, and they're going to just call the House effort a kangaroo court sham, a joke. It's not worthy of a Senate trial, or they're going to have a trial, and they're going to bring in people they're going to subpoena Hunter Biden, Eric Ciaramella, whose name is still not said on TV, although I did see Gohmert mention his name aloud on Fox Business News last night. And he actually used the name, but not in the context of the whistleblower.
And think about how they're trying to train us to be slaves. Let me ask you this. You were saying that you thought the IG report would be more damning. You're saying you think Durham's going to take action. I thought you were wrong when it first came out. It had some good nuggets in there, but what Horowitz has done since then, his statements today about criminal activity, the FBI being political, how they need to get in trouble. The word coming out of things is Durham is planning something. So from whatever sources you've got, it looks like you're hopefully right. But when they need to take action yesterday, in my view.
Yeah, I think that they should have taken action actually before the impeachment vote. But I think that what's going to happen is the left has cried wolf so many times politically that Americans, especially independents, and that's the real needle moves with the independents in the polls, that the left has cried wolf over Russian collusion, I mean, every other Trump hoax. And the only thing that they've got left is to completely flip the narrative with some kind of a major incident that's going to put impeachment and everything else into the shadow. And I see a few events on the horizon that have the potential to flip the narrative and have everybody talking, you know, a new bright, shiny object, you know, squirrel. That's what's going to have to happen because impeachment's a loser. It shows because they're not even playing their hand.
You know, what about false flags? No hand. They don't have control of any of these subgroups and agencies now, but they've still got some networks. If I was them and I was evil, I'd be false flagging and blaming patriots and trying to trigger a war. No, you've written books on those scenarios. Aren't we entering the hour of the false flag?
Yeah, and the big event that I see coming up is going to be January 20th in Richmond, Virginia. And I think it's going to be a bigger event than Charlottesville, which was the Unite the Right rally, which is portrayed, you know, the narrative is that it was all, you know, Nazis and Klansmen, racists. That's the ability of the mainstream media to shape a narrative. Now you've got this flashpoint in Virginia where 85 out of 95 counties have declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuary counties, yet the liberals that run Northern Virginia and Richmond, you know, they control the state. They're actually talking about, you know, whether or not the Virginia National Guard will be enforcing the laws to
confiscate guns. And the National Guard had to say no. So, but they're trying to stir up a fight. We know that. You're absolutely dead on about that. You called this months ago. What is happening January 20th? The new government comes in or what's happening?
Well, that's when the Virginia House of Representatives, it's a commonwealth. I'm not sure what the nomenclature is, but that's their first day of that's their opening session. And a group called the Virginia Citizens Defense League, the VCDL, they're going to be running buses in for what they're calling a lobby day. They don't want people waving guns. They don't want people wearing camo or looking threatening.
But you know there's going to be provocateurs there.
Absolutely. And it's going to be like Charlottesville. Most people that went to defend the Robert E. Lee statue, they weren't Nazis, they weren't Klansmen.
Sure, and the left hired a bunch of fake, I mean, we know fake groups to go then make everybody look like Nazis. That's totally staged.
And if there's 10 knuckleheads waving AR-15s wearing cami with rebel flags, you know, the Antifas, they'll be there. They'll whip out a Nazi flag. That's what the national media will focus on. As we saw in Charlottesville, at that level, it was only the mayor of Charlottesville working with the Virginia State Police to herd the the Antifas and the statue defenders together to provoke.
Stay there, Matt. Please join me tomorrow, the next day. If you're coming Saturday too, and I'll be on Sunday and Monday. I'm gonna be live a lot next week. Okay. I want you to come on like in the first hour. This is so front and center. I want to make this a centerpiece. I want to come back and take a few calls with you and Savannah Hernandez straight ahead. EnemiesForeignDomestic.com. Savannah Hernandez is here. I really want her to have the security. We don't have the budget to be able to. And we need to get a couple more full-time security people because I want reporters out every day. And we need money to do it. So InfoWarsStore.com, go to DefendSavannah.com. That takes you right to the shopping cart donation page, and that'll go directly to security for our reporters, not just Savannah Hernandez, who wants to be out in the street. But I'm not sending our reporters, especially females, out there without security. We'll be right back.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
The times are so epic. The left is so venomous and so insane and radicalizing to the point of their own destruction that I as crazy as I sound on air, it's way wilder than I can even try to explain. And I know you know that. Matt Bracken's riding a shotgun with us. The War Room starts with Owen Schroyer here in just about 12, 13 minutes at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. And on radio and TV stations everywhere. However you're listening, please support the local affiliates. It's beyond critical. And again, I just want to thank all the listeners over the years for your word of mouth, your prayers, and your support. And now you can see we're going into the thick of it. All this was the buildup to it. We got Trump into office. You did. And the enemy knows that. So we're now headed into the final phase of this, and it's an incredibly epic time. George in New York's up next, but first is Josh in North Dakota. And you're on with Savannah Hernandez and, of course, Matt Bracken. Josh, go ahead. Josh in North Dakota? Yes, sir.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. I was calling because yesterday morning, listening to some of the impeachment inquiries, I just kind of noticed a pattern. It just seemed more like they are having two separate conversations. When you look at Republicans that were speaking out, they were, of course, talking about the process of it, and then the Democrats would then talk about how we should ignore that and just look at Trump's actions.
Which aren't even the real actions. Yeah. They're talking points. They focus grouped with libtards. And the Republicans are rising to the occasion of being statesmen and being really honest. Matt Bracken, do you want to comment to this phenomenon that Josh is talking about?
Well, I think that courage is courageous. And if there's one thing that Trump has done, that's maybe the greatest thing.
Courage is contagious.
He's given us permission to be brave, and he's encouraged people. I mean, like I look at people like Owen going right into the belly of the beast, or you know, Savannah, who can't go 120 pounds soaking wet. And I wanted to mention something. When Savannah was on and she was saying these guys were following her around, this is part of the left's trans brainwash agenda, is to break down all these notions of any difference between the sex. So we see in MMA.
Yeah, so now men can beat up women.
No problem. You can see those guys would have punched her in the face if they thought there was no camera. They've got absolutely no respect just based on.
They were acting like dudes act when other dudes come up to another dude and they're about to punch him. They were like, they were shoulder checking her. And I mean I'm not exaggerating. Gabby's arm is hurt.
Right, and Matt does make a really good point that they're trying to normalize this so that attacks on women by men aren't seen as bad anymore. Back in the day, you know, men were never supposed to touch women, and now in 2019, I have huge grown men shoulder-checking me, pushing me out of the way, shoving things in my face, all because they don't agree with my political opinion.
These are dangerous people.
Exactly. Go ahead, Matt.
Not just women. Not just women. We saw out west in some of these Antifa
kids
beatdowns, They'll hit the old man. So part of this like okay boomer thing. Okay, I'm a boomer, right? I'm not offended by okay boomer, but an element of okay boomer is to not respect your elders. If it's a woman or an old guy, an old woman, punch her in the face.
No, you're damn right about it. I never got to this today. Michelle Wolf says I loved killing my child. It made me feel powerful like God. I told you they've made a sacrament out of killing babies and how much they enjoy it. These are Satanists. So let me explain something. I'm not looking for trouble. But if I go out anywhere, particularly, and I see one of these guys shoulder check her or something, I'm going to punch them full power. And I guarantee you they're going to get their eye knocked out. They're going to get a broken jaw. I mean, I'm not bragging. It's just true. If I hit somebody full power, they're going to get hurt bad. Okay, my fist is probably going to break. But I bet I get arrested and I'll have to beat the rap. I won't beat the ride if I punch one of these guys because, oh, they're allowed to hit women. I'm just not allowed to break their jaw, Matt.
We have to understand that the rules are different for the left and the right. We have to understand, I mean, going back to the Trump campaign, the police will either stand down or they will actually change the permits like they did in Charlottesville. They'll tell the Patriot side, you have to leave through this exit straight into that mob of Antifa.
They kettle them straight into the Antifa.
And we have to expect that. Like the thing happening in Virginia, a lot of people are going by bus. Well, a bus is like the biggest, dumbest, slowest target, easiest to attack, you know, to change where their parking is so that the people...
Well, the answer is we need overwhelming people there peacefully to cover every angle of it. That's very important. Great points, Matt. George in New York, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Alex, I want to thank you, Owen, Savannah, Matt. You're doing a great job. I don't know if you're aware of, in New York, they're giving licenses to illegals. I heard in New Jersey they're starting it. And I heard Maryland. And they don't even have to take the test.
Yeah. Exactly. That's globalism. And you said the key. Globalism. If you're foreign, there's no test. You're a god, but citizens have to take a test. Again, exactly. Explain that to them.
And then I think this is part of the Civil War. It's kind of scary. Like, they're just letting them come in the country. You get free license. You get health care. You get this. And, I feel the Democrats, like, I live in New York, so it's very Democratic. It's like my vote don't even count. You know, we vote for Trump. We vote for Republicans. And we're never going to get a Republican in like, the New York area. And this is how they take over.
Absolutely. And then the media tries to make it racial because it happens to be brown people they're bringing in. No, they're bringing them in. They don't follow the same rules, whether they're white or black or brown. Then they fill them full of hate of America. And it's just absolutely insane. What needs to be done, George?
I don't know if we have to run for political office ourselves, but it's so tough to get involved and get into it.
Oh, there's election fraud. They've got a lock. You've just got to expose it. And we've got to have Trump, you know, do what he's doing and start blocking it. Savannah, what do you think about people getting licenses so they can vote and not even having to, pass a test? Just, oh, my God, you're a foreigner. You know, shoot a woman in the back. We'll let you off.
Definitely. And voter fraud has been a big issue, and it will be in 2020 because now we have all of these illegal immigrants who have their IDs. Okay, show me your ID so you can vote. You don't even need to do that half of the time. But if they do ask for that, now they all have licenses. So now they're allowed to vote in our country for our elections. And this has been a big issue, and it's going to continue to be a big issue. And who are they going to vote for? They're going to vote for the same people who are giving them all of these freebies.
And it's being done, the UN admits, to break the country. And Sacha Baron Cohen says, if you say there's migration replacement, it doesn't exist, arrest you. I just showed the Green Party of Germany saying it, the UN saying it. It's official, Matt Bracken.
Yeah, in Ireland, they're bringing in 15% population, young men, to small villages, a village of 1,000. Here's your 150 North Africans. And that, so
same thing in Belgium, same thing in Sweden, everywhere.
They have no Second Amendment. This is the brilliance of our founding fathers. The first and second, it's often said, the second guards the first.
The left's bringing in muscle that's on welfare that they control, and they admit that. None of them ever get jobs. They're kept there as muscle. The police officer hired in England to Islamic got caught running kidnapped children. That was in the news on Infowars.com. Talk about a creepazoid, man. The photo of this guy. I've already lost my article. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he was a police officer, wasn't he? And he was also part of a grooming gang. And then, too, when all of these immigrants come into these countries and they say, hey, our culture is being overrun, now they're racist because they're like, oh, all of these white people are saying they're being overrun by brown people. That's racism now. So then that issue is tried to be brought.
Yeah, look at that creepy-looking dude. I don't care if he's white or brown. Muslim police officer hired to promote diversity ends up being part of a grooming gang, abused his position to target underage girls because that, under Islam, is the main business. Sorry. George, we love you. We appreciate you. Jefferson, Nelson, and Chad all get a free T-shirt, get their size, get their address, and if they want to be transferred over to Owen, I know he'll get right to their calls. The war room coming up in just a few minutes. I got to a ton of calls. I did a decent job, best job I've done in years. Probably took 40 calls today. Great job of the crew. Matt Bracken, a closing comment.
Yeah, if you lose the Second Amendment, then you're going to lose the First Amendment. That's why in Europe, you can be arrested for Facebook comments that go against your own replacement. You can't talk about your ethnic replacement. That's why they get it in Virginia. They understand that if they lose the guns, they're going to lose their freedom of speech. So the two are intertwined, and they both have to be defended.
And they want to use the crisis they trigger in Virginia to bring in a civil war. The Democrats admit it. It's diabolical. America must come together and defeat it. Jefferson, Nelson, Chad, if you wish, you'll be on the War Room coming up. Wild horses can't drag me away. I'm going to be on there. I'm going to be watching it. And busy beavers behind the scenes. Please go to defendsavannah.com. That goes right to the shopping cart. Some of the biggest deals we have. And you can donate right there. Because literally, I don't have the money to get her extra security and then send out all reporters. I can send security with her, but then they can't go with Owen. I mean, I'm literally, like, we've got like 4 or 5 guys a day hired just for our reporters, and you see they need it. We have to go to these areas. We can't be denied these areas. We need to show the world. It's very effective to show the evil of the left. So send us in, but send us in with the armor and protection we need. Thank you, listeners. You are standing right with Savannah and right with all of us when we do it. And Matt, if you want to do some stuff with InfoWars, we'd love to try to hire you, contractor, to go with us as a reporter as well. We need everybody we can get going into 2020, 319 days out from election. Whatever you do, tell folks about band.video. Band.video. Be Paul Revere. Band.video.